This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. My Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it.
Multiplied by my demon, the pain so egregious, but strategic. I came to rise up out of the flame like a phoenix. My words will reach a million or more when I tweet it. That's as many people as MLK and Jesus. And half the time, people rhymes of a genius who refuses to align with the elite. It seems Dr. King's dreams were not for the squeamish. Children of a lesser God, oppression just repeated unless we slide up out of the chains and delete it. America's like black and white dice tumbling. Any day you can bite the dust, another one. So while our culture is crumbling, I will enunciate every line clearly so you can hear what the fuck I'm saying, no mumbling. It rise.
Be the United States, you're never in a state of unification. Egos and ignorance creates incision. Comfort in one's belief feeds division. We rep the rhythm with a bit of skepticism, leaving us jaded and traded in compassion for compression, ready to squeeze the life out of anyone who steps to us with aggression. The media runs with it, calling us aggressive, when it's just reaction to a system that's oppressive. Raised fists are claimed offensive, but when both arms and open palms are up, at least issue bullets rain extensively. See, invincible is the mood, and the outcome of this selection is stewed in a melting pot cracked and no longer good for blending. And yet it's never too late for the cleansing. If we want to rise up, then put the lies up. Know the truth, man, show you need to size up yourself before you judge. In order to unify, someone's gotta budge. And to the choir, don't preach and discard the peace. So instead, those trapped in ignorance can be reached. The outcome from this is a high consciousness instead of a fist pushed to the sky.
Race. The often cases are heads in the clouds, or we're lost in space. Citizens of the divided states identify with hatred. For our demise, they watch and wait. Look at the downward spiral, it's going viral. Nobody's ever accountable. Who's held liable? If anyone could correspond, if they're so inclined to, it's sad. They want a borderline redefined. As a people, we can rise like the tides due to tower over evil as a nation under God. Indivisible is visceral, the way we're all at odds, but together we'll survive. Just never sever ties, we can rise to a brilliance, rise to a balance, rise to a way to coexist in non-violence, rise to a volume that's impossible to silence. In the morning when I rise to the challenge.
History of this nation have so many people been for the cause of freedom and human dignity. Now let me say this, keep this movement going, keep this movement rolling. Long as we keep moving like we are moving, the power structure will have to give in spite of the difficulties, and we're going to have a few more difficulties. Keep trying.
Hey, yo, what up, yo? This is Master Ace, Brooklyn, New York City, EMC crew. And when I'm cruising through the blocks, I'm listening to DJ Sarah Love, because that's that reel right there.
Oh, I thought it was DJ Sarah Love and my sticky drop.
Yeah, it's all good,
man. We need
man.
To relabel these correctly.
You know I don't get invited to the party that often, so I'm used to this shit right here, mother lovers. But I tell you what, I'm not used to being away for so damn long.
I know.
It feels like so long. We were just talking
about
the fact that it's only been 2 weeks, but it feels like it's been a month and a half. First of all, though, before
First
you lot get too confused and wonder what the hell is going on with Ren and Stimpy's number one fans here, a.k.a. DJ Sarah Love and Mice Diggy, we got to give a big shout out to the one and only...
Mr.
Ian...
Bolesworthy!
Yeah!
Up in the place to be. He's been taking care of you the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR!
Damn right. But right about now, you are locked into the hip-hop show, mother lovers. That's right.
Uh-huh.
That crack in the clouds that makes sure we turn your frown upside down. It's a weird-ass spring. You know, people have been catching all kinds of shit. AIDS, cancer.
Just from it being spring.
Yeah, from this spring. People have been getting chicken pox, smallpox. Moroccan pox.
Damn. Gout.
Gout.
The clap.
VD. Yeah. You know what I mean? I heard they brought back.
But how many illnesses could
leprosy. You know what I mean? I heard everything came back over this. People will be catching all kinds of shit, basically.
It's wild out there. It's wild times we're living in.
Yeah.
It's quite exciting times, really.
It is exciting if, you know, you want to be like the human petri dish for all kinds of, yeah, all kinds of shit. But we're here to make sure that your week starts off properly. You know what I mean? In the true fashion that we do it. The hip-hop show right here with the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake and the one and only First Lady DJ Sarah Love up in this bitch. Yeah, I always do the DJ bit because it's like... Doctor,
the full,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, or, recognition. It's like OBEMB, but better.
Exactly.
Pow!
In your face.
And no, but I do think it is an exciting time to be alive, because although there is like political madness and economic craziness going on, I think, you know, we can all be part of this change. That last track was called Rise Up. That's from J Period featuring Black Thought.
My favourite rapper.
Yeah, Pharoah Monch, Puzz from De La, and Joss Stone on that cut. It's the single taken off of J Period's EP that drops on May the 2nd. And I think that's an important message, because people feel so disenfranchised by politics, like it's nothing to do with them. Like, no, I'm just out here on road, and it don't make no difference whether it's Theresa May or Corbyn, innit, fam? But, you know, the reality is...
Ain't gonna make me no money, fam, you get me?
Yeah, but, the reality is that we can all get involved. Get
involved. The reality is that it does matter to you, whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? Like, I got a few friends that voted out. They voted for Brexit. The same friends were talking to me about traveling to Spain, you know, and I was just like, bruv, do you see where...
The irony.
Yeah, yeah, the irony and how you're talking.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I'm confused. You're confusing me. But yeah, we'll get into all of that goodness, but we've got enough hip-hop goodness for you today, including Juggernaut straight out of Nottingham. He's going to be coming in live to the studio to perform for us. We've got our competition winner this week as well, because we know, you know, we like to bring you all the goodies. Investigation, a massive open mic with some fire MCs. We're going to be chatting about end of the week, breaking convention coming up. Plus,
man like Mass Law, man like G Bagula, DJ Snuff coming through.
It's going to be kind of epic. It's going to be kind of epic. And plus, new music. You know, you get all the best brand new hip hop right here every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. I got brand new Styles P and Talib Kweli for you, Leaf Dog, and so much more. So, you know, you need to keep it locked to FUBAR Radio with me and Mice.
Yep, and that's the hip hop show, bitches and bitchettes. Make sure you get in touch with us at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter machine, hiphop@fubarradio.com on the email machine, and you can also hit us up at DJ Sarah Love at Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI, in case anybody gets it twisted and puts it on a piece of paper that they're not meant to put it on, because they should have known this shit since 2017 started. Yeah, I was just putting that out there in case anyone did forget.
Shout out to all the silent listeners who like to not
stay silent.
Stay silent, yeah. But then just hit me up with random messages on Facebook, calling Mice Maestro.
Yeah, I've got to say that, you know, the message, Sarah forwarded me the message, and that made me think about, you know, obviously in light of last week as well, we'll get into the investigation, as long as Mice Hayes is able to get into the building properly.
Oh, yeah. If he's able to get past the security. Yeah. But we normally, well, every show, we like to start off with the positivity, because I really think, like, life is a choice. You have two options, negativity or positivity. And you can choose to see the glasses half full, you know. So there's one way of looking at, you know, we've had the election in France this weekend and saying, oh, it's madness, the rise of the far right and all that stuff. And feel daunted by all of these scared people out there who are voting in that direction. But on the other hand, I think this is a chance where we can all get engaged with what is the change that is happening in our society, and, you know, like, be part of making the decisions that are going to be, you know, taking place in the future. So I think it's an exciting time to be alive, and I think there's so many cool people out there doing cool things. So it's only correct that we start every show off by sending some shout outs to some cool people. And there's some important birthdays that have happened in this last week. So first of all,
big up
to man like DJ Kool Herc.
Ooh.
The originator of hip hop. Well, one of them. But the 16th of April, it was dude's birthday.
Wow. 16th of April?
Yeah. Damn. He was born in 1955.
Is it?
He's even older than Chuck D.
Wow.
I think.
Well, he better
be. He's even older than Dre.
Yeah, he better be, considering he invented the shit.
Yeah, but
he better be the oldest mother lover out here, boy. He better be Mother Teresa years, like, inventing hip hop. Come on, man.
Isn't it? Jesus. Imagine
that. Yeah. But it's like having your uncle. You know when people got a younger uncle? That shit's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, yeah, this is my... You got the baby in your arm. Yeah, this is my uncle. I got to change his nappy soon.
That was almost... I'm only 5 years older than my eldest niece.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so you lot was wet in the bed together, more or less. Jesus. It's a bit too much information there, DJ.
But anyway, let's keep it moving, because there's so many shout outs to send out today. Also, another sort of birthday.
Big up.
It was marijuana's birthday this last week.
It was not marijuana's birthday. I will not sit here and let you talk like that about something so sacred, DJ Sarah Love. Do you know how many people out there that have been cured from AIDS, cancer, gout? What was the other shit people were catching from this spring?
Malaria.
Due to
the clap.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea. Is the clap and gonorrhea the same thing? I don't know. It's not my department.
Yeah.
You let me know.
Depends on where you itch, bitch. You know. Look, I don't even know. No one actually knows the reason why it was marijuana's birthday on, was it Wednesday? No, Thursday.
Wow.
But hopefully.
This is what the big up is all about.
So shout outs to 420.
420. Yeah, let's send a
big up.
To everyone who was out in Hyde Park all over the world on the 20th of April celebrating Marijuana Day. And there's lots of myths about the origin of 420.
Bam! Like, this is what this show is about, because I didn't even know what... I'm there celebrating. I don't even know what the fuck I'm celebrating for.
You had a good 420, though.
Hey, you know what I mean? But I got a few aches and L's, so... Yeah, I needed some...
medicinal 420.
Yeah, what do you call it? Like, anti-inflammatory medicine.
Yes, exactly. Medical marijuana is used for treatment of anti-inflammatory conditions.
Yeah, I didn't personally use it. I was just watching videos where they were using it.
Imagining.
So I was like kind of channeling the high that they got from it,
the medicinal benefits.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anyway, just go on.
But yeah, 420, lots of myths. But 420, one of the myths is that it's 420 is the number of chemical compounds in cannabis. So that's kind of deep, isn't it?
But is that for real, or is that a myth?
Oh, can we get that sound effect going? That's not where it came from. Some people think it's to do with the Bob Dylan song as well.
What, 420?
Yeah, he says some rhyme certain amount of times, and when you times that by smoking weed, it equals 420
whatever,
or something.
Man, that ain't the shit. I ain't sitting there trying to work that shit out. They're just trying to make music so you lot can enjoy the shit, hopefully buy the shit, come to the gigs, spend it with your kids, you know what I mean? Play it to your kids so they can buy the shit.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't thinking about, the marijuana, how many branches it's got and all that.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with that. What else?
Our survey says. Also, people used to say that it was the code that the popo used when calling in people smoking weed, but that's also But apparently, the truth is something much more believable, and it was just, it's something to do with, like, the band The Grateful Dead and a bunch of students in 1971. They used to hang out.
The Grateful Dead?
Yeah, there's a band called The Grateful Dead.
No worse devil worshipping shit. What are you talking about, man?
Oh, how's that devil worshipping?
The Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Okay, come on, hit me with
what
it.
What about Day of the Dead in Mexico? That ain't no devilishness.
That's different.
If you want to talk about devilishness, we're going to get into discussions about the upcoming election and what Theresa May wants to do with this country and how she wishes that she was Margaret Thatcher, the woman who called Nelson Mandela a terrorist and destroyed the welfare system and sold off all... Anyway, sorry, that's another wrong meeting.
It sounded like Margaret Thatcher for a bit there.
But yeah, so it's literally just to do with a bunch of students from San Rafael High School where they just in California where they would meet every day at 4:20 right after doing their school sports at this particular statue and just toke it up, son.
And get blazed.
So it's as deep as that, you know. But
that's it.
Yeah, but still.
Big up, what, how long ago was that?
Because it's become international, 1971.
God damn, 1971.
Yeah.
Jeez,
it took
Cool Herc must have been there like, hey, y'all are late. Y'all are, I don't know about all that. Y'all are late.
It all links up. And also, even more important than 4:20. Well, what? No, I think 4:20 is important because I think it's...
Hey, it sounded like you said something was more important than 4:20 there.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
Sounded weird, but anyway, go on.
Thank God my sack didn't hear me say that. I think, 4:20 is important because I do think it is absolutely ludicrous that marijuana is illegal. How can you make nature illegal?
True.
How can you make nature illegal? Like, that's just a joke. And there's so many medical benefits and, you know, the amount of earnings that we could make on taxes that could fund the NHS and all of this kind of stuff. So I think, obviously, people do just use the day 4:20 to smoke in front of police on Hyde Park and everything. But...
No, but I would say now there's more activists, like, actually working their way to, like... making a statement about the fact that it is helpful for
something
people
informed.
With ailments. Yeah, it's not just like, oh, let's go and get stoned, man. It isn't just about that now. And I think people are realizing because, you know, I know I was joking about it earlier, but people have been cured from cancer. You know what I mean? It is an anti-inflammatory. I could definitely...
There's many. I mean, Parkinson's, epilepsy.
Seizures.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, there's so many different uses and more that needs to be investigated, which is why it needs to be decriminalized. But so many big ups to shout out today. Another important...
Big up!
Yep.
Record store day.
Man.
Day. It
How was
this
your
Saturday
record store day?
Just gone. It was wonderful. And I absolutely love record store day. Me being a vinyl head, someone who used to work in a record store, I was part of that community in Berwick Street in Soho where there was just so many record stores there. And it was a real network of friends and family.
I can vouch for that.
It was a wonderful time. And I met so many incredible people through music and just hanging out in record stores. I think record store day is dope too because it's an international thing. It spans all genres. People really go out of their way to market in a special way. And the way it started was in 2007. You had a gathering of independent record store owners and they decided that they just wanted to celebrate and spread the word about the culture surrounding all the independently owned record stores in the States. And then now it's become an international thing. So shout out to everyone who was doing shows. And it's something that's celebrated in every continent of the world except Antarctica. So that's our mission, Mice. We need to get a record store.
Do people even live in Antarctica? Like, penguins aren't talking about, yo, I need to get that new Snoop Dogg, man, that 7-inch vinyl.
There's people working in Antarctica.
Yeah, they're busy trying to stay alive in Antarctica. They ain't trying to play records.
You know, so
they're Bluetoothing shit. They ain't talking about needles and.
But hey, imagine you're stuck in Antarctica where it's like nighttime for 23 hours of the day and stuff. You'd be appreciative of some good tunes.
Would vinyl even work in that atmosphere? Would vinyl not like just crack like a lot easier than it would?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that it would be okay down there, but I've definitely done sets where you've been outside with the sun shining and then by the end of the set, your record is warped.
Wow.
So, but I'm pretty sure in the cold it would be all right. Yeah. Okay, that's like minus 40 and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's some next level business. So big up everyone who's holding it down in Antarctica anyway. And also another important occasion this weekend. Now, this is really serious because what these people do makes me so happy. The London Marathon happened this weekend.
Oof. Yeah, shout out to my friend Naj, my sister Najet. She done 10K this weekend.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you have to work towards that. It's not so. I don't even. The marathon. What is it? 26 miles.
26 miles is marathon.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You know when you drive from somewhere, you know, in the sat nav says like, yeah, 8 miles, and you're going, rah, people like that's not even half the marathon.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I drove from Shepherd's Bush to King's Cross or some shit. You're like later, people. Boy, I don't know how they do it, man.
I know. It's so wonderful. And so it was only correct that we had to say
big up.
To Kenya's 35-year-old Mary Katani. She crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 17 minutes and 1 second. Wow. The second fastest time
two
in history.
Hours.
Yeah.
And 17
minutes. She
basically
minutes. Ran the whole race on her own in the front, in the lead. Yeah, 17 minutes and 1 second.
26 miles.
Yep.
In 2 hours.
The second fastest time in history. And she smashed the women's marathon world record. And
what was the world record before? Do you know?
I don't know, but it was held by the British lady. What's her name again? She's like really important and stuff.
Oh, yeah, her. Yeah, you know her.
We'll get back to you with that. Paula Radcliffe!
Yeah.
See, thanks, Lissy, for that. She just wrote P-A-U, and I was like, yo!
I'd finish.
And also, you know, just shout out all the amazing charity work and that everyone does around the London Marathon. I just have so much admiration for the determination for everyone who takes part in that. Also, big up to the 24-year-old Kenyan Daniel Wanjiru. He won the men's race and he just beat the 10,000 meter world record holder Kenenisa Bekele of Ethiopia. That guy's a G. And I also love in the marathon how it's like all the top names is just straight African people.
Yeah, straight up barefoot, brother. I've been running like this just to go get some breakfast. You know what I mean? I do 26 miles.
Yeah.
So this ain't nothing like, oh shit, and I can wear trainers. Bruv, and you had me some water on the way.
Yeah.
They're like, this is easy, boy.
Simple. And it just makes me want to cry, like seeing when they cross the line. I just love it so much because it doesn't matter how rich you are. Mm. It doesn't matter your religion. All that matters is the hard work and the determination that they've put in to cross that line first. I just think it's such a wonderful thing. And it's also another wonderful example of people power. Like, we have the power, people. You know, and so I think in the wise words of George McFly of Back to the Future, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. I've carried that with me for life since I saw Back to the Future as a kid.
If you dream it, in the honourable words of Stelios from Squeezy Jet.
Oh, really?
If you dream it.
If you
believe it, you can
orange.
Dream it and you can achieve it.
Hey,
shout out to Leo.
Yeah,
we used to crack up about it.
And also another amazing, I do love athletes. I just have so much admiration for athletes. Lee Timmis, he just got back home after cycling around the world for the last 7 years. He thought it would take him 3 years.
What?
Yep. He started because he was depressed with a life lacking direction, he said. And so he was just like, sod it, I'm going to cycle the globe. And
that's dope.
And
he said,
I didn't know how to do what I'd set out to do. I couldn't speak any languages. I didn't have any money. I didn't know how I'd sleep wild. He cycled 6 continents, again, except Antarctica. Antarctica, man, people are missing out down there.
No one ain't trying to go Antarctica. Like, you don't know what's going on over there. The fact that, you know, the earth might be flat anyway and you might end up off the edge of the earth, people are like, fuck that shit, you know what, let me just deal with these other 6 continents and let Antarctica, you can hold your corner there, bro.
Yeah, I know you're holding it up.
Yeah. I don't really need to prove nothing after
but
6 continents.
But he cycled 43,000 miles in total, and he raised money for this children's charity in Derby as well. And he lived on an average of £5 a day.
Wow.
And he said, this simple living and kindness to strangers saw his value changed.
He all didn't, my did he, Did he mention nothing about corned beef and rice?
No.
£5 a day, no?
No, he didn't. Wow. And he said, all my things in the world were on that bike. People see it's my whole life and they respected it. This is the element of trust in the world. And he said another lesson, which I thought was pretty cool, okay, when he was in the Australian outback and he's cycling in 40 degree heat and his water supply slipped off the back of his bike and he had to run back and search for it. And he said, in moments like that, you realize how precious just 1 liter of water is, because that was like his life on the line right there. You know, so seriously, man.
Big up.
Lee Timmis, I envy you. I would like to do the marathon one day or something crazy, like cycle around the world.
Cycling around the world sound, you know, like, because it doesn't sound like you have to constantly do it. But the London Marathon, that sounds like you just got to keep running for 26 miles.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have the patience. Do you know, I'm a sprinter. When I was doing athletic, I was more of a sprinter. I'm just quickly get it done. Sir. Right. I've just got to run to there. What, that line there? Bam. Just do it. But when you're like, yeah, you got to run 26 miles, bruv. All right. Where is it exactly? I can't even point it out to you. Give me the binoculars.
Just trust me.
Trust me. You get there and then. And it's just the patience. It's like, fuck, I'm still here doing this shit. I'm still running.
Okay.
Let alone the cardio. Like, you know, I don't even know how. I don't understand how they do it. I don't get it.
I know, it's incredible. It does take training. And then when you see them people doing it with the outfits and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
You know, it's enough. My dad has run the London Marathon twice.
Serious?
Yeah. So, go on,
jeez.
Yes. I don't know how.
We need to speak to dad and find out the mindset. I need to know. What is it I need to switch off, or what do I need to switch on in order? You know, I'm still trying to get my 6Ks under 20 minutes and all that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So
it's interesting that it's the same week, isn't it? London Marathon and 420.
Like, very interesting. And record store day. Somehow record store day is all in the mix as well. You know what I mean? Bob Dylan had a lot to do with all of this, I believe.
And also this weekend, 500 cities around the world took part in March for Science to protest Donald Trump rejecting climate change. So, you know, big up to those people, because science is important.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to the hip hop. Another important birthday that we have to send a...
Big up!
Illmatic turned 23 years old, man.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people talking about that, man.
23 years old.
It's
like,
so
imagine
weird.
There's some people who have been on the open mic. They weren't even alive when Illmatic
came out. Wow. And Nas still looks like he's 20 as well. That's even more wow.
It's true. It does look good.
Yeah. Oh, well,
full
yeah.
Stop.
I don't know about that.
You're like,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if he would look good. There's nothing wrong if you did think he was good. But I'm just saying.
No, he definitely goes in the cute rapper list. But yeah, so Illmatic, what an amazing record. And, you know, I just thought, let's take this moment for us all to remember the power of us as individuals and us as a people. People power. And remind you that, you know, the world is yours. So
the
it was only
yours,
correct that today we played you something off of Illmatic. And coming up right after this, we're going to be getting into some investigation time. So hold tight, it's FUBAR.
The world is your oyster. You can dip in some soy sauce.
The world is yours.
It's mine, whose world is this?
The world is yours.
I sip the Dom Pete, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin. The whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme. Play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the streets. Suede Tim's on my beats, makes my cipher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
It's mine.
To my man, Ill Will,
God bless your life. To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trip, we box of crazy bitches, aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures, that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting style, rolling foul. The versatile, honey, sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. Shit is a hassle. There's no days for broke days. We selling smoke pays while all the old folks pray to Jesus, soaking their sins in trays. A holy water, odds against nods and slaughter. Finger the word best describing my life. To name my daughter my strength. My son the star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, a charge cards are mediocre. You flipping coca, playing spit, spades, and strip poker. Poker.
It's yours.
The world is yours.
It's mine, it's yours.
The world is yours. Kick my thoughts alone, get remanded. Born alone, die alone. No clue to keep my crown a throne. I'm deep, I sound alone. Cave inside 1,000 miles from home. I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, feel the clip to the tip. Picturing my peeps, not eating, can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like to champ up. Even my brain's in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana, stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is lamping, Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell. Plus, I profile wow, stash through the flock. Clothes burning dollars to light my stove. Walk the blocks with a bop. Checking Danes plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today.
It's yours.
It's mine.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine.
What's up, y'all? It's the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Pete Rock, and I'm about to tell y'all about the most important DJ in the UK, and her name is Sarah Love. Holla at her. You know what I mean? Chocolate Boy Wonder, Pete Rock, says she's good. All right. Peace.
That was the approval right there, boy. Like, no one can say shit after Chocolate Boy Wonder, Pete Rock, said she's good.
All right,
let me all let her go then.
The world,
like, you
is...
got your club ticket.
Yeah, it's club, like, listen, I just there. Keep that on the voice note. On the phone, anyone gives me problems. Yeah. But no, that last tune, World Is Yours by Nas from Illmatic, oof, produced by Pete Rock. Like, oof, that to me is art. Like, that's a piece of art. That record never, you can't pick holes in that record. It's just a hip hop sensation. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Mm.
Imagine that. If Chocolate Velvet Cake said something to you, it'd be something like this.
I'm feeling it. And 2 weeks ago, we had Kingsley Davis in on the show. He's the dude behind this dope new book called 100 Nights At.
It's actually called 100 Nights At 100 Club.
So it's the pronunciation police. I know I'm bad at pronunciation things.
Yeah, anyway, so...
let's just stick to the script.
We ain't going to dwell on that.
100 Nights at the 100 Club. Mm. And he gave us a special one-off print of Run the Jewels performing at the 100 Club. And we offered that to you as last week's competition.
Freeness
for $3.99. It's $3.99 time. And on the line, we have the winner... of this great prize. Dan in North London, are you there?
Dan.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
Thank you very much.
Hey, you got the freebie there, Dan. You know, there's a
and
few.
I come on after an Illmatic track as well, you know. Yeah. What an album. 23 years young.
Nah, you deserve it. From the time he said that, he deserves it. I ain't going to lie. There's a few jealous mother lovers up here, Dan, that kind of wish we got that print.
Including me.
Yeah, including me. I'm just putting it out there. So if you feel like you need to send it back for any reason at all, please do so, because, you know, it will be in capable hands.
Hip-hop@foodbarradio.com. How's it feel to be a winner, Dan?
No, it's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great.
Have you got
Sean
an idea?
Price's first album turned up today as well on vinyl. I never had a copy of it on vinyl. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Been a big hip-hop day for me. Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't the first album, but I will let you off though still, Dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know that,
now, the first album, if you're going to get Sean Price's first album, you got to get Monkey Bars.
Yeah. I've got that already, but I don't on Jesus Price. I had the
CD, so
you're
on
the
is that the second album or the third one, isn't it? That's his second or third
that
one.
That is yeah. the second album.
This is what hip-hop second. Is about. We correct each other because we all act like we know more than the other person. Like, no.
Police.
That was a test press.
We forget stuff, you know?
I think we should get Dan on the show in the future to take part in Hip Hop University Challenge.
Yeah.
You down, Dan? You down?
Put it this way. We didn't do that well on it, so
yeah.
Don't worry, you'll do
that's
exceptionally well.
That's why
we're
just looking for other people to humiliate. No, Dan, thank you so much even for entering the competition and looking into the show. Me and my
sister. I love the show, guys.
Oh, we love
Thanks,
you.
Man.
And it's for you that we do this show, you know, because this show is nothing without you without you guys. And we were just
She's
actually...
chatting you up, Dan.
Yeah, I don't... I don't know.
Well, who's listening? We have to shout out LT as well.
Sorry, who's listening? Did you say?
Tanya.
Tanya.
Hey. She's not really chatting you up, Dan. So
no.
I don't want no trouble around here. Is Tanya a hip hop head too?
More of a soul head, more of a, like an Omar fan, and you know. Ooh. Yeah. The Angela, that kind of
Omar's worked with Ty, you know what I mean? He's worked
Good music.
Nice. That's what I say. There's only two types of music in the world, good music and bad music.
Exactly.
But it sounds like you've got a nice balance going in your household.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's happening for the rest of the day, Dan?
Oh, well, I'm at work today, our computer, and so I haven't been able to do any work at all. I'm just waiting to go home. I'm going to go to the gym and go home. That's it, really.
Oi, get in there, mate.
Go hard in the gym.
Dan, so I want to ask, not out of jealousy or nothing, but are you going to frame this picture?
I think I might. I might have to, yeah.
You better.
You thought about what colour frame you're going for? Is it? Are you going for wooden frame, golden frame, silver frame? You know what I mean?
Clip
what
frame.
Kind of frame? You know yet? You don't know yet?
I'll give it some thought, get my ass down to IKEA and see
And then
Tanya will help you.
What room are you going to put it in? What room are you going to put it in? Is it a bedroom where the magic happens? The kitchen where it's more of a cooking.
Really,
you don't know yet.
Yeah, maybe I don't really want Ron looking at me.
Yeah, Killer Mike looking at you. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, like, yeah.
It's cold today, Killer Mike. Stop looking at me.
I was just airing out down there. It's a lovely opportunity getting to speak to some listeners of the hip hop show, because normally you're all these anonymous tweets to us. So
I used to work at Tower Records. I was down selling, you know, the vinyl down in Tower Records when, you know, you were down in Soho.
Wow.
The shops and Shorty Blitz down there as well working.
Hey,
the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
Did you do anything at Record Store Day this year, Dan?
I didn't get the opportunity, no.
Mwah,
I didn't.
Mwah, mwah.
Is he working? Is that work or?
No, I didn't really have any spare cash, to be honest. So. And I didn't really see anything too much I wanted this time around, but.
No.
I buy too much vinyl as it is, you know, every day is vinyl day.
Yeah, but, you see it there. See, it's like Black History Month, man.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we should be buying vinyl every day. Why do we go one day?
Exactly.
And only one day?
Isn't
is that it?
You know what I'm saying?
There's no one picketing outside HMV or nothing. We're like, yo, man, stop vinyl every day, man.
Vinyl is for life. MP3s shouldn't even be for Christmas.
Exactly.
You know, so let's remember that. But Dan, thank you so much. And keep it locked to the show in future weeks, because you never know what other freeness You might be able to get your hands on. Yeah, $3.99. It's totally free. And Dan won this week's competition. All he had to do was retweet and follow Fubar Radio on Twitter. So, you know, it's as simple things as that.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is happening this week, Dan?
Not a lot, really. I'm looking forward to breaking convention on Monday.
Good segue. We're going to be speaking
about
that.
And it's good for the kids. Everyone that's got kids who's in hip-hop should get down there. You know, the kids break dance, the kids do graffiti. Mm-hmm. You know, all the stuff Jonzy D is amazing. You know, all the stuff he does. And, you know, Q-Rock with Four Pillars as well.
Yeah.
You know, keeping hip-hop alive in this country, you know.
But it's funny how now the proportion of hip-hop fans with kids is going up and up. It's like now it's sort of 90% of the hip-hop heads in the UK are there with their kids.
I feel like breaking convention is a really good excuse as well for people to go out to enjoy hip hop music without anyone. You know, the missus ain't gonna complain. Yeah, bring the kids. You know what I mean? It's the perfect excuse.
Yeah, exactly. Will Tanya be there as well?
She will be. Yeah.
And well done, Tanya. That's what I like.
I'm a little man as well, JJ.
Nice. What's up, JJ? Well, make sure you come say hi to us on Monday at Sparfields Park for the break-in convention.
Park Jam,
because that's going to be super funky fresh. Thank you so much, Dan, for tuning into the show. We
thank
love you.
Again,
you.
Dan, man.
That's our winner right there, my beloveds.
Yes, the winner of this week's competition. So much to get through today. We've got guests galore coming up, and we're going to be getting into our investigation right after this.
Y'all, check, y'all. Every man acknowledge my polish, metaphoric, graphic, logic, and knowledge. It's like my brain is on anabolics. My sound is raw, I'm more Fostex and Panasonic. Man, I'm on this every mic. I smoke it like a bag of chronic. Panoramic, picture portrayals. I'm known to prophesize. My potent poetic rhymes are perfection personified. Producing paranormal activity lyrically. My levitating literacy as you meditate is literally.
Yeah, beat specialist. 8-bar attack plan. Rely on this like your second time at a back scan. Attack mic stands like cat and our fans. Never squealing on the hook like Avatar lands. Everything I make bangs like a nuclear scientist. Looping to wrist burn samples to arsonist. Spark this vibration underground in celebration. If you're looking up to fan space, there's no limitation. Yeah, I'm here to open your brain like at the bottom is. I'll jump out of a plane to stay on top of this. Around here we live by the wicker man theory. Eerie, pick a thick, fickle brain apart. Let it pickle in the jar. Lock, stop, traffic cop, knocked out for trying to stick tickets on the caravan. I'm that scallywag, vagabond, traveller man. That reads tea leaves and casts spells like Saruman.
The hard borrower, spirit of Che Guevara. Rap bandit, see me riding the track on the Kua Harbor. This is karma, this dark guy lightens the dark sky. Spitting, I'm bringing pipe to rap a sight like I'm archive. Divine rhymer, lines finer than white china. Ill in a spit still, coming sharper than lime cider. It's real words, peace, stay puffing them ill herbs. Flipping the biggest script just like it's written by Spielberg.
Free the music. It's been caged till it became raged and abusive. Escape from some new shit. Sowing seeds like a dog with two dicks. Now they're seeing movements like some cockroaches moved in. Duke Nukem, drink liquor till this Duke's puking. Beat looping, speak truth and shit when it's suiting. The sheep trooping in the need to get by. Cause come see, come sign, no peas, no pie. Hey yo, I could do it too, but no, the Buddha skunk. Cat, I'm chewing up, so just losing the funk. Hoodie up and I'm screwing your mum. A ruthless cunt. True Anglo-Saxon words used from my tongue. Abusing my lungs, drinking juice and rum. So choose your way to depart this earth. I'm getting scared when my heart hurts. Hacking Barclays past words. I've got a part first.
Beating off key. So many white boys on the track still. The Milky Bars are on me. Mr. Dairy Lee. Smoke cheese till my eyes turn so Chinese. I can barely see. Turn the beat into UFC blood sport. Food on the table. Money for the slumlord. We pop draw in large amounts, much more. Totally stone faced. Mount Rushmore. High writing this shit. The sky scientist. Jack climbing up the weed stalk to where the giant lives. Kaleidoscope. Tight roping. Psychedelic cyclist. Eyes closed. Mind open. Isometric spiraling. Sad rappers play the hyperfetic violin. Ain't got time to grin, that's why humor stays as dry as gin. Superhuman with the mutant thing that lies within. Creeping through the sewers like reptilians with slimy skin.
Bite, prick on the back, half ounce of chop. Shout bollocks like I absolutely can't be stopped. Take a Stanley to your string, a burn a brownie top. And stick a green banana up your rinky dinky party slot. Pick a seat and you could get a free dick. Sit and keep dog like my Pekingese bitch. A mecha meat shit. I kick a rapper in a piss cloud, make the shit evaporate away.
Shit,
yeah,
wow.
I'm punch drunk, throwing jabs at a blurry shape. Learn my fate in the mud by the dirty gates. I set the bar high, fools aren't reaching it. You look feeble, kid, bro. Do you even live?
Spot me, bro.
I spun spells on these dumbbells. Send them all back to the bench looking unwell. You have an issue with development. I'm guessing that's the reason why them fools stay negative.
Brainstorming, downpouring, soundboarding. If it's beef, I bring it to your crib like a housewarming. Raps is poignant. If a tad disjointed, that's a joint. Acting boisterous, cracking oysters. Find out the dozy. When it know me, eat the cannelloni. On the case like Axel Foley. All these rappers know me. Some of these trappers know me. I grew up right around the corner, cause he asked your homie.
Slice of coconuts, topping up his isotopes. Mice is known to magnify your focus more than rifle scopes, walking with the dead, soon sure to hit the ledge. Not a task at all to answer all the voices in his head. It's OJ before he stashed that glove, helping you reach your final destination quicker than your sat nav does. A bad man who has mad stunts and packs that punch. Just let him know it's never ending like a fat man's lunch. Mother lovers,
fuck your tweet, chatter your beak, your leaks pass up. Bet you if we catch her, you'd leak your weak bladder. When you're stranded, you're your peace and tell him not speak nada. This is piece of pieces, not sweet like it's pina colada. Or trapacana or any food that's from the Bahama. No banana, no pineapple, no mango, no guava. Nice lash, man. Back on my grizzle grind. For rizzle, for shankle, for shizzle, my nizzle, my name.
Couldn't sound this up like a monkey with an abacus. Mad absence, eradicating any abstinence. So far gone, I need some psychoanalysis. My bio writes through these time code parameters. Live life in the balance like a tightrope fanatic. Flip lies low when the 5-0 hunt the cannabis. It's like magic with the puff of the smoke. High vanishes, yet still pulls rabbits out the hat like Paul Daniels.
Smelly bucket. Do you for your bread and butter? Slap you out your Ralph Lauren Teddy jumper. Belly buster, lost your parenting upper. Look mate, I push weight, don't get toned up. Munching a Tesco, throat looking like death warmed up. I'll send the thunder, lightning quick, time to split. Cold like minus six, we unite a pith. Line of cheers, Heineken's and a tidy bitch.
It's Eric the Red, the uncontrollable, unmoldable, unapproachable, know it all. Your shit sounds watered down like it's soluble. Keep it low key like a crime that's unsolvable. Like a bowling ball spinning in the alley. Fuck, we're in a valley, chilling in Death Valley. Await the finale like a heavyweight title. Without big wheels, living a life of survival.
The real powwow, not the fake vibrational. Lord Vow now quakes the foundational. Listen to the dawn with the Necronomicon in his palm. And the fire that he vomits upon. Hitch a ride, then the comet is gone. To a next star system with Orion girls dropping the bomb. All hail the mad titan, the scavenger of flesh, trying to court the affections of the avatar of death.
Chasing rappers like they owe me something. I just updated this one on some whole new function. They can't outrun me. I teleport and both you crumble. The forearm will make them disappear. Those two jumpers, these ain't steps, these leaps. Those humongous, you get trampled just for playing games. No Jumanji. Roll that dice and double when we roll up on him. You couldn't focus high enough to see the gold I finish.
Little piggies pork belly for the carnivores. I'm out hunting with the dinosaurs. I'm twice the man of war. Your skin blisters, let me piss up on your poster board. Fucking egg fried gassing. Red face, rusty psychopathic sannyasin. The Buddha face, baby, two faking head bang. No life, the reunion without the brain taxing.
My slang's garrity, words of a dirty feathered blitz. Persecuting verses, emerging on empty headed kids. Burst your purse in a search for a piece of solid food. My world's a hurricane, surrounding me with solitude. How many sheep are here to count before I fall asleep? A twisted guy in a permanent type of war with peace. Supernaturally blessed with a dark omen. The sharp fin, king of the start of your last moment.
Great beats and bad tracks.
No man, no man, no man, boy,
rip that British hip hop.
Wonderful stuff, and you like it.
The whole bro.
UK, UK.
Now watch me slip.
Leaf Dog, The Legacy, featuring Nuff Man on there. It's from his second solo album, Dyslexic Disciple. Go check that out on High Focus. And shout out to High Focus because they had an amazing 7th birthday bash last week. This is FUBAR Radio. It's hip hop. And right now, it's time for our favourite butterfly collared dude to step into the studio.
Hey, don't forget the sideburns, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because I come in here looking extra sweet, extra smooth. You know what I'm saying? I got that lemon crumble. We want to welcome all y'all bitches and bitchettes down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Where we make sure we get it done just like none. No other.
Mm-mm.
Word to the mother. And I go by the name of My Sack H.
campaign. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard right. My sack. He's bad. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say mother lover, bitch, but it ain't no matter anyway, because I'm going to carry on with what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? It's another investigation this week for all y'all players out there.
Sponsored by?
Sponsored by 420. You know what
Ooh,
I'm saying?
Okay.
We bring this investigation courtesy of 420.
It was the only, it had to be, really. Come it on, made Al, sense. We need my sack's comment on 420.
Hey,
like,
man.
The true authority.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? 420, man. I'm going to put it like this, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to put a lady on the street, make some money for you, you know what I'm saying? If time ain't right, you got to let her know. It's 20 past 4, bitch. I need my money right damn now. How much you got on you? If it ain't $420, we can't make it happen, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen, bitch. It ain't gonna happen.
Ain't
now
no
give
bad.
My goddamn money, get back on the street, God.
Yo. We need to turn Mysack Hayes into a comic strip, anyway.
He needs to write some comedy, that's what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, this week, yeah, so the week just gone, 420.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe how many people were celebrating this shit. When I saw the pictures and the videos of Hyde Park, as you mentioned earlier, I was like, wow, like... People
nah.
are really on this thing okay. now, innit?
Because I didn't see any pictures from this
oh, you didn't
year's
see
Hyde Park, no.
Sarah,
I kept
DJ
meaning to
Sarah
go
Love.
Check out, sorry.
There was possibly... I heard an estimate that there was possibly 10,000 people there.
In Hyde Park?
Yo, when you see the videos, like, I was like, rah, for real, that's some half Glastonbury up in
what?
There, boy. Yo, it was crazy.
I wonder if Jeremy Corbyn was there.
Yeah, he must have been getting high up in there, man. Yeah, he passed me that shit. But look, you saw the crowd of people, and it was just a haze of smoke above you.
Honestly.
The whole...
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so everybody was blazing.
So you could have just gone down without any weed and then
Yeah,
just
people came
passing.
Back with all types of shit, bruv. I got blueberry, this berry, that berry, bat berry. Jesus Christ, man.
Straight cocktail in the air.
You know what I mean? And it had me wondering, like, I think now... Weed is not looked at as the same thing as it used to be. Like, fair enough, it's still classed as, you know, you're a fucking dope head, man. You look fucking stoner, man.
Especially when guys, drinkers, man. That always makes me laugh, drinkers want to look down at
on stoners.
Stoners,
yeah. The debate is ongoing. It's forever. It's like, you know, friggin', I don't know, Christianity versus Islam, innit? No, maybe not. Am I high?
Well,
but, yo, I couldn't believe how many people out there. I was like, wow, these people are all addicted to this shit. You know what I mean? I find human beings, we got this whole thing of needing to be addicted to something. You know, people need some form of stimulation, whether it be Facebook
or some form
Instagram.
Of escapism.
Yeah, maybe it is that.
Escapism.
And some people have some crazy ass ways of escaping this shit.
For
this
real.
Crazy world we're living. So that's why I wanted to find out. Mice Investigates for this week. What's the craziest type of addiction you've ever heard of?
Shout out to Christopher who messaged me on Facebook detailing the crazy addiction that he's heard of.
And it, funny enough, Sarah forwarded me this this text or email or whatever it was, and it was a weird ass question. Or it was a weird ass follow up. I guess he was kind of following up from a conversation,
show.
Yeah, a little while ago. What was it? I can't even find it now. But first of all, I was kind of upset that he called me Maestro.
Yeah, that was but then more worrying than the message.
Yeah, yeah. But once I got over that, then I read the, you know, I read the rest of it. So about half an hour later, I read the rest of the message.
Once you calmed down.
He said, people, I did it. I read it in this voice. People are actually paying cash to have people shit in their mouth. A lady told me she was a regular that requires her to do it to him once a week. She eats a very heavy meal before going to see him so that she can give him this, air quote, thrill and earn her cash, in brackets. Very interesting radio dialogue, by the way. That's how I read it. I don't know if his voice is like that, but it was a bit creepy that he needed to tell you about someone who takes a big meal, takes a
but
shit.
But I was encouraged by the passion and the attention paid to our dialogue on the show.
Yeah.
alternative dialogue.
Yeah, I'm feeling the passion. I don't know about the message because I might have been eating.
Too much information.
Yeah. That was a whole lot of TMI in there.
Especially the detail.
Yeah.
She eats a heavy meal before.
And all I could think is, wow, did she say that to you face to face? Face or was it on the phone? Because
how did this conversation occur anyway?
Yeah. Like, well, you know, what was the expression on her face? But we do have some crazy ass addictions out there, people.
Mm.
They're, you know, unfortunately,
I got some answers that I don't know if I can really approve of them, but let's get into it anyway.
Yeah.
So shout to Danny Seaton. He says there's some dude on the net addicted to eating bricks and gravel. I got past the video, and for some reason, this guy says since he was the age of 10, he's been addicted to eating bricks, mud, and gravel. His teeth definitely look like he's addicted to eating some shit that he shouldn't be eating. All around his mouth as well, it just looks like a building site. I don't even know how you get addicted to eating.
Sorry,
bricks,
I'm not
bro,
laughing mama. At dude who's addicted. I'm laughing at mice. I did actually see one. There's one of those programs where it's like my crazy addiction, and I saw this where the woman was addicted to. She couldn't stop eating Thousand Island dressing.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
When it was like they showed her how much she's eating in a year,
in calories,
it was like gallons and gallons of Thousand Island dressing.
She
like,
wasn't pregnant or anything. That's the ex. You know, at least you got a good excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like my friend's mum, she was pregnant. And every time she was in the bath, she couldn't help but eat the soap. For some reason, she was addicted to eating soap. But yeah, while she was pregnant.
And chalk as well. Otherwise, I can't. There is some kind
it's
of kind explanation.
It's kind of like Christmas. You know, like, you can do shit. You can get away with a lot of shit at Christmas. You can just be a pig. Yeah, like, you could be a slut. You could do whatever you want and just go, yo, it's Christmas, though. People go, true.
Being pregnant
is like Christmas.
There's some explanations during pregnancy while people get a craving for things that aren't actually edible.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
You got like a human being growing inside you. I think
he's
that's
like, I need
a good
chalk.
Enough excuse. Yeah.
Give me chalk.
Yeah, yeah, like, definitely. James Cole, shout out to my brother James Cole. He says fork swallowing, that's an addiction apparently.
That's not like an analogy of something else or something.
Nah, that's sword swallowing. And I know if you need to know sword swallow, you know what I'm saying? I got some numbers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's quite common. Sword swallowing is a very common addiction. You know, and I ain't got a problem
addiction.
With that, personally.
Okay, yeah.
See, you did that.
It took you a while.
Okay, and there's a lot of people have mentioned this woman that eats sofa cushions.
Oh, Jesus
She's
Christ.
Got addicted to eating sponge. I want to know what goes on in their body. Like, what the hell? When you eat,
death.
Like, my man eating bricks, he's done it since he was 10. So somehow he's surviving eating basically, like, houses and shit.
Oh.
Bungalows. Yo, that bungalow looks all right there, yeah, bruv. Brother, you know what I mean? Yo, I just seen a brick shed around the corner. Yeah,
I had to stop, man.
Yeah, I just put a little Thousand Island dressing on there.
Yeah. Get them two together.
Jesus,
that poor child.
Yo, carrots. There's a girl that is addicted to carrots.
Oh, that's not bad.
She turned orange, evidently.
Yeah, no, that's true. If you eat a lot of carrots and beetroot, it gives you a tan.
Yeah, they do that in Germany, innit? They inject them with carrots. They
do they
shove carrots up their
anyway.
Sorry,
but
into their blender.
Into the, yeah.
Code
well.
That's a mice I
well
hate.
Recovered.
Code.
Hey, well recovered.
Don't worry, bitch. I'm going to stick that in your blender later on. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Salwise McPhee. She says, my mum once did an ultrasound on a woman who was addicted to eating her own hair.
Oh, my God. I've heard
she had a massive
like
hairball
that.
In her stomach that required surgery to remove it.
Oh.
What? The bit I don't get. So is she addicted to the taste of the hair, the hairspray?
No, but I think
the shampoo,
Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's to do with like the compulsion that like some people go through a. It's
tastes like
OCD.
Timothy. Tastes good.
Nothing hits the spot like Timothy. But no, it's like the compulsion where you know to just keep doing something. So it's not even necessarily to do with a hunger or a taste or anything. It's like OCD. Mm. People can't help but just keep doing this thing.
Mm.
And in that case, it's like eating your own hair, isn't it? Like you have people who can't stop pulling out their own hair and stuff like that.
I guess, yeah, I pluck up my beard when I'm driving.
Do you?
Not really pluck it.
I
pull
say,
it because
plucking, but that would be painful.
Hoping that one day it will grow a bit longer. This is 5 years growth right here.
Really?
Yeah, man. It feels like it anyway.
It looks good.
It takes long. Yeah, I don't know. It takes long, man.
But they say when you like pluck or wax, that stimulates the growth. Maybe wax it.
Oh, is it?
And then start to get, imagine the pain. Of
another 5 years.
Sorry, back to addictions.
Shout to Gleam Mac. Yeah? Our brother Gleam. He says,
what's he gonna
wait
say?
For this one.
What's he going to say?
Addiction to conspiracy theories.
Pow!
Bam! See, and hey, look, he said it. Gleam, remember you said this, yeah?
Yeah.
My question was, what's the craziest, yeah? Let me just, what's the word? I'll say it again. What's the craziest type of addiction you've ever heard of. And our brother Gleam, and I said, we still love you, Gleam. He said, well, it says addiction here, but I know what he meant. Addiction to conspiracy theories. And then he says, comments have been disabled on this thread. And everyone's just loving the fact that he's admitting that that is a crazy addiction. I'm not sure if he was talking about himself, but we still love you, Gleam.
We do love you. I know. He is like the grandmaster of conspiracy theories, I'm sure. I just even think social media addiction is like madness.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie.
Just simple things. Like, I don't know what's more crazy, that or the Thousand Islands and Bricks.
Thousand Islands and Bricks. It's true. The thing is about, I think with social media, the difference is that, but it does become an addiction. Like, people, you can't help. Because when you look on the train and you can guarantee everyone's doing that thing, it's like the thumb dance. You know, where they're all looking down and then everyone's like just flicking the thumb up, scrolling down.
Tunnel dance.
Yeah, scrolling down on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, just looking at you. Like,
just scrolling.
Scrolling
like our friend Cy Philly's tune.
Exactly. So, yeah, but I believe it's an addiction now. From time when you wake up, the first thing you're doing is looking to do the thumb dance.
And the last thing you do at night.
And that's an addiction right there.
Mm-hmm. Hip-hop at foobarradio.com. Let us know. What other answers have you had, Mize?
Yeah, hit us up. Also on the email, hiphop@foobarradio.com, as well as at foobarradio on Twitter. Did I just repeat you there?
I think so.
Yeah. That's anyway, okay. Shout out to Mark Lee Simmons, a.k.a. DJ is God. Yeah, hey. I know the code names now. He says some cats seem addicted to arguing on Facebook.
That's what I mean. The addiction.
Shots fired.
He's trying to set off an argument.
Pow, 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 pow. And shout out to Andreas. He commented right underneath and said, "I disagree."
Nah,
that took a minute though, Lissy. That took a minute for you to get that one.
Go on, yeah, Andreas. That was hilarious, we love you too.
But yo, hit us up, man. Make sure you get us with some more answers. We got a bunch more. But I do believe we're going to get into some music right now. Is that not true?
Yes, I'm going to play you something brand new from this album, courtesy of Talib Kweli and Styles P. And right after this, we have a guest joining us in the studio, Juggernaut from Knots. This is Hip Hop, it's Fubar.
Yeah.
Kweli, the truth when it comes to this rap shit.
We ain't come here for the chit chat.
Get all the yapping, let's make it happen.
Stand up.
We ain't come kick it with Styles P. The truth when it comes to this rap shit.
We ain't come here for the chit chat.
Get all the yapping, let's make it happen.
As time goes by, an eye for an eye. That's the best way to keep everybody fly. When the truth is in the building, know these lies gon' die. Cause like my man Chaz Van say, the vibe don't lie. Look at your hands up in the sky, waving from side to side. Cause I'm 20 years plus, still killing it, right? It's Marco Polo off the rhythm, man, it's 9.5. To make the earthquake, I'm shaking the dust like 4 lines. And when I talk about vibe, what I mean is organic. Like planting seeds for the trees, we need to breathe on the planet. Indeed, we really take the planet for granted. Bulldoze is granted, a standard rock. We plunder, then we wonder why the planet hot. Made in this image, are we worshiping the man of Knots? The uncomfortable feeling every time I hear planet rock.
Dang.
Disappointed in the leadership and the God. Evidence is more than the images the camera shot. You follow blind faith to make it seem unclean. But faith is only evidence of things unseen. Cause information make it harder for us to follow discussions. The educated guesses beat wild assumptions. Information lead to knowledge. Knowledge lead to wisdom. Wisdom lead to understanding. Once you have all that, you start demanding justice. Justice is what love look like in public. I ain't just writing for it. I'm out here fighting for it.
We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure, but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the skies. By the shade of world up on my 9.5. We some real motherfuckers on the rise.
Talib, what up, God?
Under pressure, but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the skies. By the shade of world up on my 9.5.
Contemplating, I be hating how we coming up short. Filling up court, my skin pigment, new black thought. Telling me lies, ain't nothing about you moving no pies. Fabricating on your Instagram. Listen, fam, you a king, but you carry yourself way too big. Songs I sing is prophesized. Modern day Haile Selassie, coke ball, see me, I'm poppy. Now, who want this 4 pound of knowledge I shoot? Still wavy, Rolex on, bitch calling me cute. Hands up for some real niggas. When I rise, you rise. Right now, I ain't got no more tries. Mom's chillin' watching over me, no more cries.
No more tears, right now, no more years. Or we can throw a million protests, no one cares. Cause we just get all out of character and throw some chairs. Eventually they burn us out and tell us go somewhere. But the love is too genuine and wholesome here. That's why the light ain't too bright, but the road look clear. Yeah, personally
see, I got my bread as a crook. But once I finish with the work, I dip my head in the book. There's room in the bed, either at the head or the foot. I tell you this, hip hop ain't as dead as it looks. Nah, diversions to cover up the lies. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. What?
We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the skies. By the shade of world up on my 9.5. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the skies. By the shade of world up on my 9.5.
As time goes by, the 949, you don't hear a tear drop when a young child cries. Made in God's image, but tell me, do God lie? You're deceiving. Is it racism in the sky? I believe in God, but not me and word head. Yeah, got my third eye, wish I had my third ear. 7 cents, got my 6 cents in third gear. On a highway to hell, learn how to swerve fear. It's deep talk or street talk. It's war talk or it's peace talk. Get the hemp, paper, tear the leaf off. Spoke like you woke, but you're acting all sleep, dog. The wolves give a fuck about sheep talk. The rich give a fuck about cheap talk. High figuring angles, ways to knock the beast off. This is Satan house, but we planning to break the lease off. Me and Kweli on the rise. Ghosts, but you see some Ali in his eyes. Pressure bust pipes, but it still make diamonds shining. See the silver lining in the sky. I don't ride waves, cause I'm my own tie. Learn to be peaceful, duck my own pride. Ego, the feeble, they'll always make us strive to take the strong out. No hard work, took the long route. And I could do it two more times. Or matter of fact, a few more times. Tell your favorite MC to make a few more rhymes. Then meet us on the 7th tour. What he feeling threatened for? We gon' kill him lyrically. What he bring his weapons for? Hands up, stand up. What you think we rapping for? We some real motherfuckers, don't you know that? Lyrically, you won't get this picture like a Kodak. We ain't come here for the chit chat.
Get all the yapping, let's make it happen.
We ain't come here for the chit chat.
Kill all the yapping, let's make it happen.
We ain't come here for the chit chat.
Kill all the yapping, let's make it happen.
We ain't come here for the chit chat.
Kill all the yapping, let's make it happen.
Talib Kweli and Styles P 9.5 featuring Sheik Looch, Jadakiss and Nico on that. It's a collaborative album from those two and it's called The Seven. It's out right now. You know you get all that brand new hip hop business right here first on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. Who produced that tune there?
I think it's Marco Polo, but I'm needing to double check that.
Production on that is crazy.
Yes, and right now, well, you got a few. Mice has been investigating, haven't you?
Yes, of course. We've been under investigations this week, and we've got a bunch of different answers. I did ask you people earlier, what's the craziest addiction or craziest type of addiction you've ever heard of? In light of 420, because you know we all know what 420 is about, you know what I'm saying? Medication and all that. Shout out to Liam Gray. Yeah, he says, what would have to be the craziest addiction is the dude who got burnt because he had an addiction to sticking his junk in Greg's pastries. Yeah? Think about that one right there.
He used to stick his dick. He got what he deserves.
Yeah, that's kind of mad anyway. Why you want to stick your dick in a pork pie?
Hey.
Or minced beef and onions? What's going on there? What kind of world are we living in where people are... Is that an addiction or is that just a bit crazy?
You need help. You need a hug.
Boy, not going to be the one hugging that. If he sticks his dick in a pie, he'll stick his dick in anything, man. God damn, that snail there looked like it could fit my whole junk in it. No, anyway, shout out to Cy Philly. He says, I knew a woman that used to buy fags, light them and stand them on the mantelpiece and eat cigarette ash.
Wow.
So she used to light a cigarette, not because she was addicted to cigarettes, but because she was addicted to eating the ash. Why didn't she just go for an ashtray? Why don't she just go around picking up
butts? Because it's fresh. It's all about the fresh consumption, Mice.
Yeah, Sarah, I think you know a bit too much about how fresh. Fucking cigarette ash is fresh now, yeah?
Lissy says these are gross, Mice.
Yeah, hey, it's not me. I'm just trying to let the world know what the fuck you shouldn't be getting into. And if you do this shit, you're fucked up.
That's your friends are messed up.
All right, yeah. I know I've got some messed up friends, but this is what keeps the world sane. Lissy, when you got crazy friends, you know how not to be in life.
So it helps you feel better about your own life.
Yeah, that too as well. There's definitely that. Let me give you one more.
Mm-hmm.
People are addicted to thinking the earth is flat. That was by Alan Helmsley. So you know there's a war going to be going on Facebook.
Oh,
very
yeah,
soon.
Brace yourselves.
Oh, yeah,
buckle
yeah, it's started. It's actually started now, yeah. Started.
Well, there's a simple way that you can disprove that the Earth is flat. It's really simple.
Go to the Antarctic. If you say anything about the Antarctic or frigging, what's
you,
it called?
You might pass there on the way or frigging where?
Haringey. I'm walking out of
well,
this.
Well, Haringey or the Antarctic.
Hey, do you know what crazy addiction is? Sarah Love talking about Haringey.
Someone's got to be proud about Haringey. It's always South Londoners, West Londoners, East Londoners shouting about themselves. Someone's got to rep Haringey for life. But Jeremy Corbyn, he was in Turnpike Lane the other day.
So, anyway, let's bring in our guests before we get too carried away about this Haringey shit.
Sorry, can Juggernaut. I first just say, walk? All you need to do is walk in a straight line and you will get back to where you started, and that's how you prove that the world is not flat. Anyway,
that guy, who rode his bike, did he do it in a straight line, do you reckon?
No, he didn't.
Just
he went hashtag, everywhere, Siberia.
Just saying. So anyway, so the Earth might still be flat. You know what I mean? He didn't. Okay. He could. He's the one person who could have proved it a lot quicker than anyone walking. Anyway.
We digress. Yeah. We're joined by a guest in the studio all the way from Nottingham yeah. Town.
Yeah, I walked here in a straight line from Nottingham.
Yeah. How long did that take?
I
don't
know if you didn't say, yeah, that was you're under
17.5 hours.
Right. I thought you were going to say you
did
left
you stop?
On 420.
Did you stop? No. When did you start? 420?
Yeah, I lost the stone, which was good.
At least you didn't get that's the only thing that lost, did it? That's all right then.
I'm a mind.
Yes. Welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
It's so lovely to have you,
bro.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that, man. It's good to be here in London Town in the big smoke.
We have so much love for Nottingham as well.
Yeah,
yeah get me.
Get me.
Get me.
Nuts. Love it. Yeah, I love the accent.
No, I appreciate that. I think some of the best MCs have come from Nuts, not just because I'm biased. I think it's just the accent fits well. You know,
you can rhyme a lot
like
more words.
The syllables and everything like that, we don't draw out our words, so we talk quickly in it.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean? Yeah.
No, there are some really, it's crazy, like the hip hop history in Nottingham.
Yeah, I mean, I've come from that. I'm from the lineage. Like, one of my best friends is Scorsese, Capo.
Nice.
Like, my mentor's Joe Buda for a long time. He's you know, and he introduced me to so many people in this country from a young age. You know what I mean? I'm 27 now, so for the past, like, 10 years. You know what I mean? But I come from a hip-hop background, so.
That's what I love as well about Nottingham. It really does feel like a network, like a community. Everyone's kind of it's helping each other out.
It's a very small place, but everyone knows each other. Everyone's worked with each other, and, you know, it's all pushing forward. It's been doing it constantly over the years, man. Yeah. So yeah, it really works, man.
Mm. Trevor's still about
and Courtney. Yeah, Trev's still about. He does so much good work, man. Mm. Really
I see
good work
even
for
Prince,
the community.
Prince Harry's been hanging out with Trevor.
Exactly.
And is it?
And dropping in to say hi to Trev and stuff.
Yeah, wow. It's like, oh yeah, Prince Harry's down the road again. Oh, I saw him last time, so I don't know if I'll go and see.
Right,
he wants to be down.
What's happened? Little memes and shit.
It's crazy, man. But you know,
but what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've been working hard. I've got a new EP with Michael Parkinson called Six Bricks.
Yeah.
Yes. He produced. So he hit me up about a year and a half ago and said, I really like your stuff, I want to work. He's seen what I was doing. So we got an EP out called Six Bricks.
Mm.
It's been cool because I usually produce all my own music and that kind of stuff. So it's been nice to take a backseat and let someone else do the beats. Do you know what I mean? So I've been working on that. And I've got a crew as well with my brother Vandal Savage and Capo called Triple V. And we've put an album together, and it's going to come out hopefully the end of the summer, a double vinyl, like gatefold thing. So we've got a crew together called Triple V.
What, are you putting that out yourself?
There's a label in Germany that are working it out, and we're putting vinyl out and that kind of stuff.
Ew.
So we actually toured with a group called the Sleaford Mods from Nottingham. They're like a punk.
Shit,
punk
Sleaford Mods.
Yeah, we toured with them.
I love
and
Sleaford Mods,
yeah, they're,
man.
The, they're the best
them.
Guys in the world, man. Nicest guys.
Yeah.
Like, one of them just lives down the road from me as well.
Serious?
In my area. And then we toured the whole UK, Ireland, and
what
Scotland.
Was this Triple V thing?
Capo got the gig, which was amazing. So Capo, we toured with Capo. Jest was on the tour. He was tour managing us.
Jest was tour managing.
I was going to say, he's just arriving enough for the party.
Wow.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. No.
What, the Sleaford Mods tour?
No. Oh. He was managing us on the Sleaford Mods tour. So it was with Capo, our DJ Dan Ratomatic, aka International Jeff. And Capo brought us on the tour because we're the crew, and he brought us along. We had the best time with the Sleaford Mods.
Yeah, because
I think we've had Sleaford Mods on the FUBAR network before, not on the hip hop show. But the producer actually was a hip hop producer.
Yeah, Andrew. Yeah, and you know Jason, the main, well, the vocalist.
The poet, yeah.
He he knows, man. Like he was just like Rock Marcy, West Side Gun. He knows. He like he's really up on
you
it.
Can tell.
Like, yeah, and constantly. That's why he's really supported us, which is amazing because he's got such an outreach. I've had random big people from the UK and worldwide hit me up because they've seen you know the things going on, and that's a real Nottingham connection. Like Sleaford Mods, and then we got like Shane Meadows from Nottingham and people that are really in the arts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like even my pops is a drummer and a poet, and he's been around for a long time, and like he's called Stickman, so he's from Nottingham. He's worked all around the country, but they all knew him, and now they know
Stickman, not the MC.
No, that's the MC from Dead Prez. It's called Stickman, but my pops is called Stickman. Okay.
I'm thinking of what's that? There's a drum and bass MC though from Nottingham.
Is it?
And he's something man, and he's kind of crazy in that. But I wanted to ask you, what do you think it is? Because it seems like there are certain areas, certain pockets of the UK where, you know, in terms of the arts and creativity, it seems to be very like, you know, people hone in.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain spot. Obviously, London, we got what we got going on. But I've always noticed in Nottingham, people are really into the arts. Like, obviously, someone like Trevor.
Yeah.
You know, like over the years throughout the Ville.
Yeah.
You know, obviously with Scorsese, yourself. Like, always, you know, bringing people in, and there's always something to do. Yeah, you can make it doing this. Uh-huh. Like, do your best.
Yeah, you can.
Where do you equate that to? Where does that come from?
I think because it's a small town. Well, it's a small city, not a town, you know, it's probably like 400,000
people.
Big
town, small city.
Yeah, but everyone's got, you know, there's a lot of big fish and everyone's like swimming hard, and there's a lot of competition, but it's like friendly competition too. And people, there's a lot of art going on. There's a deep history, like deep rooted history back to the like early 80s. You know what I mean? The Rock City crew, the B-boys and that kind of stuff, and like the B-boy history, and like it's there's a super rich history within all the arts, within all the genres within the arts. So it's, I think you can't help just but to do it.
It's just there.
Like, you're just drawn to it, and there's so many people that sort of like give you the compost on top of the seeds or all the seeds, and there's someone just saying, "Yeah, you can do it. Try this. And it's like my pops is originally from Manchester, my mum was from up there, and Manchester's the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the history, like
Manchester, Liverpool, as well,
Liverpool,
Bristol,
exactly. And like these are the smaller places, but look at the history. Like Manchester, you got like Factory Records and the Hacienda, and like what came from there, and then before that, and then, do you know what I mean? Not in them, especially though, for MCs, is like unbelievable.
And this is also, I mean, bringing it back to Brexit, this is all part of like our British story. The reason why we have these melting pots is because you got people from all over the world coming here together, mixing, you know, their different cultures, and out pops something like punk music.
I'm walking that, do you know what I mean? I'm a mixed race man from this country. I'm a British man, but I'm happy, like I've got a background from all over the world, you know, as well as English, and I'm so proud of that, like everyone I know. So I'm also a chef as well, so I'm a rapper.
Yeah,
and a
I
chef.
Can tell you're a good chef. Yeah. You know, the good chefs get high on their own supply. Like, bro, nah, don't even go. Like, my bridge really cooks. Like, I'm always like, is this place good? Nah, don't go.
That's the problem.
Anywhere
and
you
and
say
that turns
to
into
eat?
The argument. Yeah, I tell people hit me up all the time, like, oh, yeah, I'm in so and so. They could be somewhere else in the world. And I'm like, I've never been to Amsterdam, but my peoples were over there and they're like, where should I go? And I heard about this Thai place and they went and they're like, yo.
Yeah,
and I've never even been, but I was like,
you got like, it's all like, bruv, this is the spot. Because they know how to chop up. They use a razor blade in their garlic and shit. But yo, we're running out of time, so we want to get you in doing this. You're going to perform a track off the EP,
right? It's a track called 40 Acres. It actually features Michael Parkinson, but he couldn't be here today, so he produced it.
Parky's everywhere, man.
Parky's everywhere, man. He's
octopus.
Yeah, he's an octopus, man. And I'm getting there, man. I got my fingers in different pies and I'm working with a lot of people, but people are finally perking their ears up. And it's
how you
good.
Finding it now? Like, so
it's good.
How long have you been rhyming for?
I've been rhyming. I'm 27 now. I've been rhyming since I was 12 years old, and like professionally from like 16. So it's been a long.
Work.
I put in work, but you know what's crazy? Like I was saying to G-Bag back there, I had like almost a bigger following in the States for a long time because I worked with a lot of people in the States, and then it's the past about three or four years, the UK's been like, yo.
Have you worked with Endemic?
No, I've not worked with Endemic, but I know Endemic. Yeah. I've not worked with him, but yeah, that's another person from Knots that branched out, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the name of the tune you're going
to The name of the tune is 40 Acres.
40 Acres.
You
all
ready
right.
to do this then?
Yeah,
the
I'm
name
ready
of the
to
EP?
Do it. The name of the EP is Six Bricks EP. You can get it from juggernaut.bandcamp.com. So it's juggernaut.
Okay, let's do this. It's Fubar.
Who produced this joint?
Michael Parkinson. Parky.
The entire EP is produced by Parky, right?
The entire EP.
Yeah, you know we're repping that right here on Foo Bar. Yeah, this is Juggernaut Live.
Asked him to leave calmly. Had a dream of Robert Marley, Robert Palmer, Henny and the Sarsi. Down south nasty, nuts accent nasty. Star fruit, sorrel juice, back pocket tax free. Jokes Great Gatsby, fucks where the gats be. Shrugs when you ask me, need to surf Max B. Need a verse, fax me, need a hearse quickly. Feel of a Lord tracksuit, Nina Simone history. Iceberg crispy, say the word crisply. Kris Kringle, Crip walk, single Taylor swiftly. Whirlwind penmanship, my girlfriend's a feminist. Born therapist, tenderloin joint selected this. You pay consistently for sex. I'm asking major labels for ridiculous requests. Nevertheless, I'm a rebel to death. In alliance with the boulders while the pebbles are left. What you know about that? What you feel about this? I'ma grow my stack. I'ma fill my fist. What you know about that? What you feel about this? I'ma grow my stack. I'ma fill my fist. 40 acres and a mule. Breaking all the rules. They're taking all the soul. Don't take me for a fool. 40 acres in the mall. Breaking all the rules. They're taking all the soul. Don't take me, y'all. They know I'm not white when they see the waves. Spike Lee the page. You the type that wouldn't free the slaves. Redefine, read the gravestone. Need a raise. See the haze. See the wood chain. Might be the case. Face of a thousand words. A thousand of verse for nouns and verbs. Lift the earth with a thousand birds. One thing you should know is a coward learns. They do the same thing again, but the power's worse. Rats and rodents, my flavor's so potent. Raving with my neighbor, lightsabers in the ocean. The ghost of the word spoken. Goat point with the worst motion. Gold coins for the herb potion. Curry goat protein. OG since 03. GoPro, snow beach, cranberry goji. Avocados and pears. Natural hair with immaculate stare. Asked her if she ever trapped with a bear. Yeah, what you know about that? What you feel about this? I'ma grow my stack. I'ma fill my fist. What you know about that? What you feel about this? I'ma grow my stack. I'ma fill my fist. 40 acres and a mule. Breaking all the rules. They're taking all the soul. Don't take me for a fool. 40 acres and a mule. So breaking all the rules. I'ma. Yo.
Juggernaut.
Hey, 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 hey.
Liking
the vibe there, boy.
That was Juggernaut, produced by Michael Parkinson, taken from the brand new EP. Where's like all the, what's all the information people need to know to support
the information,
that goodness?
So hit me on Twitter and Instagram, which is at Juggernaut, which is J-U-G-A-N-A-U-T. You can also hit me up at juggernaut.com, which is the same spelling. Also chefjugs.com, J-U-G-Z. And then that EP is actually out on Spotify, iTunes, and all the major platforms. So it's 6 Bricks EP, Juggernaut and Michael Parkinson.
And you've got some nice videos.
Is there 6 tracks on there?
Six tracks. We'll hopefully make it 12 bricks. Maybe something, maybe 52 bricks, make a house. I don't know. But yeah. Hey,
careful though, because there's some guy addicted to eating bricks. He might fuck up your
shit. Well, I was going to say, one of my favorite MCs of all time is Big Pun. And when he was a kid, he was addicted to eating drywall and brick. And I always remember that. I said, the illest, you've got to be the illest MC in the world if you eat bricks.
Wow.
Like, that is the crazy.
Well, I want to know what that craving is. Like, what cement?
I've seen, like, so people eating, like, sofa, like, at the sofa, they'll rip it and, like, eat it while they're watching EastEnders, like, picking sofa out and that kind of stuff.
That's some weird ass shit, man. I suck my tongue. I don't know if that's an addiction. I think it's just the comfort of it. But the reason that, like, now I bite my tongue a lot. My tongue's too big for my mouth.
Oh, wow.
So I bite my tongue a lot. But
imagine on stage, you're like,
but I don't get the craving to, you know what I mean?
Bricks.
No. Yeah, it's just like, I don't understand it, man. But yo, all right, you sticking around for the open mic or what?
Yeah, I will do.
Yeah.
I'm
We don't want to pressure you, but
I can stick around, man.
Yeah, I want to hear some more, man. Definitely.
Me too. That would be beautiful, so ill, bro, to hear
respect,
you on the open
man,
mic. Thank you
that.
So much for coming down from Nottingham to represent for us as well.
Yeah.
We love that. Coming up next, we're gonna be getting into some of this open mic action as well. We have some representatives from Breaking Convention coming through.
/ EOW, you know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Snuff, my man G Bags, my man. man Mass Law. They should be in the building. If they ain't, they are fucking up.
Big time. But speaking of G-Bag, let's hit you with something featuring him, taken from our guest from the last show, The Force, who came and visited us as well. This is FUBAR Radio. Juggernaut, thank you so much. But keep it locked. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. This is Hip Hop.
Yeah, yeah. Mind the gap, rewind it back. We find the fat, rewind it back. So mind the gap. Mind the gap, we find the fat, rewind it back. So mind the gap, we find the fat. Mind the gap. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like step up to the plate, you get done quick like a microwave. You're looking on the D like I'm some type of slave. What you spit is kinda vague. Oh, by the way, it's impolite to say that you're blowing up cause somebody stroked your ego. Here we go, back in the day when I was just a teen, reading magazines, always rapping in some baggy jeans. Got them shook like some tambourines. Having shattered dreams can make you suck so much they call you deep throw. Gonna take a nation of millions to hold us back. Plus a dope, a track and a swift swig of cognac. I write a lyric so they overlap. I'm just an older cat, can't go for that, you know my steelo. Astronomical with his flows like astronauts. Add a dab of sauce, make the flavour take its natural course. Who made the beat? Oh yeah, that's the force. You should be grabbing yours, now we slamming doors. You know how we roll.
That's how it is.
To the place with it embraced like feng shui. Do what you feel, blood, no matter what your friends say. I'm in the middle of the week just like Wednesday. You better then stay and sway to this negro. Nothing but love in my heart when I come around. I'm from the underground, make you really wonder now. Some bun it down, typical of London town. I'll be southern bound cause I'm all about my people. Can't tell me jack shit cause I'm a dapper don. Screaming at these whack MCs like my name was Cracker John. So what the hell are all these rappers on? I'm not a vagabond, but yeah, I packed the bong with all that weed smoke. Soon as I hear the beat, that's when I come alive. Read the books in my spare time like Johnny number 5. Much obliged, peep me on the other side. Sing your lullabies and then suddenly I reload.
That's how it is.
Grab the microphone and then I get more darker than you. It ain't my fault that I resort to even sparking a few. We're certified as journeymen, you know the cast of the crew. Passing it through your area, it's getting scarier. Got the grip that rip your lip just like a pit bull terrier. The more the merrier, yes, superior flesh. Tell me who's got it, melodic with the air in my chest. I buried the rest, but nevertheless, you know I didn't fail. Going off the tracks for your raps just like it's British Rail. We tip the scale and hit you with the rhythm well. Your man's probably gassing you up like you in Hitler's jail. Packing the room with the bap and the boom up in the country. G-Bagula, now you're done, see. Since you're hungry, we run it red just like a monthly. Keep it comfy, give me a shout if you want me.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah, yeah. We're just a business on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic right, right.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah, yeah. We're just a business on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, right.
How are we doing?
Yes, yes.
What's going
hoping we were going to trick the listeners into thinking that that was me putting on a voice, but no, Sarah. That's the voice of G-Bag.
How you doing, people?
And that was him on the track just now with The Force.
Yeah.
That's how it is the
Thank
name of the joint.
Thank you for playing that. I'm so pleasantly surprised.
I told you we got you, bruv, man.
Thank you, man. Lastminute.com.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Tell us about, what is that chick? Tell us about the chick in it.
That track. That track basically is a track coming off the album that, what's your name? The Force is dropping, setting standards.
Yeah, we had The Force on 2 weeks ago.
I've seen that footage. I've seen it. It was just shot in fire, but
he went in
it. Wow. But yeah, that track is it's just a paying homage to this hip hop and just being on the mic with the whole Slick Rick little rendition in the hook.
Yeah. But
yeah, man, it's good. We're going to be dropping a video for that soon as well.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that release as well, because there's quite a few good guys on there. Kashmir, Double Edge.
He's got a really nice lineup of features.
I'm sure he's explained this all to you guys already.
Yeah, so you should listen back to that at foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. All of our past shows are up there to listen back to, including people like The Force and Chuck D, you know, just like those kind of
How did you
people.
Link up with The Force?
I think I sent him one of my tracks off my second album like a couple years ago, and he played it, he liked it, and he said, "Oh, do you want to jump on one of my projects?" I was like, "Yeah, cool." So, yeah, man, I remember him from back in the day, like with The Force and KZ, and you know, seeing the dance energy of Normski. And it's like, it's so deep, like to be actually
seeing it face to face.
It's, like, right. It's like, it's mad just being able to, like, even yourself and other people, like legends in the game.
I don't know about that.
Come on, don't be modest now. Come on, you're talking to me. You're talking to me now. Come on now. Anyway, yeah, no, seriously, but he, you know, he's a good guy, and he's got banging beats, like. You know,
he's a lovely guy too.
Good energy, man.
Yeah,
he's got
a good thing going on, man.
How's Gatecrashers doing?
Gatecrashers doing great. You know, we got the release out now. It's on vinyl.
Ooh.
I left it in the car, actually. I was going to bring it out.
Aww.
Do a quick advert as well. But it's doing fine. We've been doing quite a few shows this year. Supported Task Force. And
Andy, where was that at?
When was that? That was in Bournemouth. That was, yeah, like last month in Bournemouth, I think. Yeah, we did that. And I'm actually going to be at Park Jam.
Nice.
At the Park Jam.
Doing it in the park.
Funnily enough.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice segue there.
Yes.
Because we are here with some of the EOW / Breaking Convention fam. How did you link up with the EOW? Because you actually won...
last year.
Was it last year? So what was it you won at EOW? Explain to the
masses.
It
was rigged. I'm joking.
We'll move on from that point.
Like the elections. It was funny because I was doing the Gatecrashers show at a high learning event, and the EOW guys were there doing their segwaying, you know what I mean? So, Mass actually came up to me. He was asking people, and he actually came up to me and said, "What? We need somebody to get on stage and participate." And I was like,
"Wow!" So really? You were like a last minute.
I just done the show.
That's your whole thing. Is last minute shit, boy.
Last minute, man.
And you won it last minute as well.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he won that heat.
Mass, I won that heat.
Oh, you won that heat. Well, yeah, okay, Mass, get on the mic there.
So, like,
introducing Mass Law.
Okay,
pull up the mic because you're a tall mother lover, so you got to bring up the mic so that you
know
what I mean.
This is for Yeti standards.
It's one of the directional
mics. Sasquatch people.
Yeah. Flatfoot man, they don't really get a chance on that mic there because they can't stand that tall. But anyway.
But yeah, the last one was that time there was a heat, and I think two people dropped out or never was able to make it. So I start running around at one thought, come on, participate, it's fun. Yeah. Man participated, won his heat there. We took it to Hootenanny. He won at Hootenanny.
That was another heat, yeah?
Yeah, that was the final. That was the actual finals.
Oh, that was the final. Yeah. Oh, so that's the one where it's like, right, G-Bag won.
Yeah, that's like, whoa! And then you're walking, looking at G-Bag, and G-Bag's like, can't believe it. Yeah. So wait, I got to go, like, sort out passport things. Because from there,
hold on, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, wow. From there, it was off to Geneva. So you know what I mean.
So the final, what was that, like the world finals?
That was the UK finals
in Geneva.
No, that was the world finals. Yeah.
Yeah. So he'd won the UK finals in Hootenanny,
and went off to Geneva to represent in the world finals.
How does it work out in the world finals? Because you got people rapping in different languages.
Beer languages. Do you know what? I'll tell you what I appreciate about it. Because there is so much languages, you have to use more your character. to come across.
Serious.
Yeah? Can I interject?
Isn't that mumble rappers?
You know what?
There's, up and down the mic.
No, there's quite a lot of judges.
Yeah.
It's like Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, man.
So you got...
Yeah, but then how
six, what? There were six judges. There were six judges, isn't it? Because it was one for each language.
Yeah, it was totally bilingual. No, what? Trilingual.
No, it was like six languages, bruv. Because it was the Madagascar, the Czech, France, the German, or something.
Madagascar.
Yeah. It's not just a cartoon, fam. It's not just a cartoon.
Yeah, you look, I'm already...
They're translating English.
I'm still fucking... still fucking up my head. Yo, Snuff, come in, please. Because you're the guy that's got...
The brains.
This whole EOW. Well, you know... Yeah, definitely the brains, but the brains. I mean, you're the guy, come closer, you're the guy that's like brought this whole EO dub over to the UK, innit? Mm-hmm. It started off in New York, is that correct? Can you give us a bit of history on End of the Week? We're saying EO dub, we mean End of the Week.
EO dub, dub short for W, End of the Week Minds, End of the Week Bars, End of the Week Skills, End of the Week Bull, you know? End of the Week started in the back of a restaurant in Harlem called Baby Jupiter, yeah, and it was just an open mic. Run by three MCs called the Three Kings.
Yeah.
And there was a DJ, Joey Tai, who was the founder of the open mic session, and he had the idea for an MC challenge. He passed away of an illness shortly before it properly got into gear, you know? So the Three Kings really decided to really make it happen in the guy's honor and memory, you know? So it happened as a Sunday night session every week in Harlem, and then moved to Lower East Side, Manhattan. Yeah. Up until about 2003, they did the USA MC Challenge across... they did one just in New York originally.
But then it went US-wide.
Webified and Immortal Technique and a few people like that were in the very first one in Harlem.
Immortal Technique was in the first one?
He was, yes.
Wow.
Webified won that one, a guy called Webified. He came over and did the first EO dub in Deal Real Records in-store. In 2003.
So before you go any further, I look at, so as soon as you say Deal Real, I have to look over to my left and make sure you get the approval of which Deal Real it was.
It was the sequel.
Deal Real, the sequel.
That's
good. We need to just run with that officially. Deal Real, the sequel. There's no shame in it.
It was
a great thing. But well, yes, you
know,
continue.
You know, there's all these different pillars in the community, you know, so platforms are platforms, and anywhere brings people together is good. So Weber did that. And after that place closed down and so on, you know, we launched a Speaker's Corner. I had Speaker's Corner up and running, you know. Mm. I went over to New York and I was hanging out there for a while, and I DJed at the end of the week in New York. I was building with those guys, and I really like their vibe, you know. It's real authentic, true school, grassroots hip-hop from the heart, from the love, and they're providing what we call a grassroots platform for emerging artists to come and sharpen their swords. And you know, you can say network and all that kind of stuff, but it's community building and bonding, and so much collaborations and growth comes out of that kind of environment, you know? Mm. And I wanted to show them that the London scene is popping, the talent is incredible, and I thought this is a good avenue to create a window, a glimpse into, you know,
bridge. You're building that bridge, you know? Yeah.
So that's why we went hard the first 3 years, and we won the World Finals 3 years in a row.
So who were the winners from the UK?
We had... Two, one of them won twice, and that was Stig of the Dump.
Wow.
Jack Flash won a world final also. And then we've also had champions like Tenshu.
We've had him on the show, guest. So, in terms of, so people who might not understand, like breaking down the whole, like in terms of it being an open mic, it isn't just like come on and spit a verse, innit? They have like...
No.
There's like rules. Yeah, can you break down some of the rules, some of the...
Before we go, it's not a competition, it's a challenge. Yeah? It's a hip hop. Yeah, there is a difference, you know, because it's not there to be like, yo, what are you doing?
The thing is, the competition can be the challenge, isn't
it? Yeah, but it's different, yeah? Because it's a unified venture. This is a challenge. We don't want the insult in. You're disqualified if you insult.
So it's not a battle, basically.
No, it's not a battle at all. It's a hip-hop Olympics, if you want to use it in that vein.
Disqualified if you insult someone?
Yeah, we're not insulting.
So what? But how do you measure an insult?
Well, you're not going to start battling.
Your mum.
If you just came out with your mum. Well, do you know what? You'll say that, but I remember a heat in a jazz calf.
Yeah.
And one of the MCs just started raining in with insults, and another man wasn't happy, and I was like, nah, that's not cool.
What,
you know what I mean?
Because basically the numbers are five rounds, or we do five rounds here, innit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Consensus, by the way.
The first round is the
Your lyrics.
Your lyrics. Mm. You and your beat of your choice. The second round is a cappella. The third round is the grab bag round. So that's freestyling. Anything that you can pick out of a bag.
And freestyle about it.
Yeah, man. Freestyle about it. The fourth round is versus the DJ.
My round.
Yeah.
So is that, when you say versus the DJ, I'm guessing the DJ pulls out whatever beats
they
want. The
DJ could be totally bad mind. Bad mind DJs.
Or they had beatboxers and a DJ in Switzerland in the final. So it was like 1 minute the beatboxers are doing all sorts of stuff, then the DJ's there, then the beatboxers are coming back, and then the fifth round is a 4-bar pass around.
Yeah, cypher.
And then each round is basically,
it's judged on merits.
Judged, yeah, it's judged points, and you get me. So
who's judging it?
A few impartial.
Oh, you got judges.
Impartial judges.
Judgment.
Impartial. Nice. That are neutral, but skilled in their thing.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay. So yeah, respectable judges. You
so
know
it's
what
all
mean?
Hip hop fun and games.
Yeah. Definitely.
Flying the flag for hip hop.
So EOW, you got an event coming up very soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where
Thursday.
Is it and when?
Thursday, 27th, in the Ritzy upstairs.
Brixton, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to go off that night.
Thursday, 27th. I've got to try and come through to that.
I'm going
to
do like my album launch as well, so I'm going to give you a preview of things I've been working off. Reflection of the Masses.
Nice.
Because it's the whole, like, I'm trying to give you a view of things. It's the purest hip-hop album I've ever made on top, because usually if you've listened to past stuff, I can experiment with a whole lot of things, but this one's like 96, boom.
Well, bruv, you got to come back and actually break down a bit more. When is it coming out?
I'll officially release it in June.
Okay, so yeah,
tomorrow's more a showcase so people can have a full
intro. Before then you got to come back and break it down a bit more.
Definitely, you're
going
to see it. It's going to come out on 90s Records, some Colombian outfit I'm working with. So
this guy, he's a proper Renaissance.
I'm trying something, man.
Definitely, Thursday is going to be the one. The lineup for MCs, Menace Mendoza, man, skillful like nothing. Raspect, Fire Bingy, this guy.
Fire Bingy.
Yeah, he's by his name. He's got fire in him. Jacob, I seen him last year. He was in a heat with Marv, and I was like, damn, this kid has problems. Yeah. I brought him back like my wild card, you know. Yeah. And then the last person.
Was it Gramsci?
Yeah, that's right. Brighton's very own Wordsmith, Gramsci. Yeah.
I think it's an important type of event as well to help develop MCs. Yeah. So
it's
because
fun.
Obviously we got the open mic. You can just come and rap whatever verse you feel like, you know. But with what you're doing, it's not necessarily something too specific. But at the same time, it's helping develop the creative side of writing or
I tell you what it is as well. Sometimes with a freestyler could freestyle for days. Yeah. But generally, they can't stick to a topic.
Yeah.
So now you're forced to stick to a topic.
That's sick, man.
You know what I mean? So it's good.
And also, on Monday,
Breaking Convention.
All you guys are going to be down there, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We've got the whole EO Dub crew. So if you lot want to, if you can't make it on Thursday because you're some lazy ass mother lovers and you need a bank holiday, make sure you come down on Monday. We're going to be at Sparfields Park. I'm going to be there hosting so you can see my shiny ass forehead in
live in the flesh.
Yeah. In the shiniest flesh possible.
What's this, like the third year now?
This is the fifth year, bro.
And you hosting together.
Oh, yeah. This is the third year, me and
it's
you.
It's that mass mice connection.
I want to slightly plug my album quickly. That'll be at the next month's EO Dub. May the 25th. So yeah, I'll be putting my album out.
Wonderful.
Also, back for that, man. We're gonna get into this open mic.
Before
by the look
all of
things.
That, yeah, we're gonna get into the open mic. We are joined by some super guest Juggernaut. I think might still be in the house as well. Shout out to DJ Snuff. We've got Consensus, Mass Law, G-Bag, all in the house. Let's pay some bills and then we're gonna hit up this open mic. It's FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stan and Colin 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Jeff Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead up to this summer's big event.
FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
That's right, it's FUBAR Radio. As you can see, it's all action.
They can't see shit. All they're doing is
as you can hear, it's all action packed right here. And we're about to get into this open mic. This week we have a beat courtesy of DJ Is God. Ouch. We have some crazy MCs. Maslow, G-Back, Juggernaut is still with us. Consensus about to rip it up. Guys, are you ready to do this?
Oh yeah,
I'm looking forward to this, bitch.
Yo, listen. Check. Don't smoke weed and cigarettes. Some of the bigger flex. Remember the days in the back, like silhouettes. Some in a mess, but still though I did the best. I can't wait for this flow to deliver next. Minimum checks for the bros that have been a pest. Bringing expensive clothes and a bit of flesh. And there's loads that I wrote that I will address. Can't tell he's used anymore, stick him in the crest. To get on this beat, yeah, it's not worthy. It's like getting the girl and then you bust early. Certain things in this world where they deserves me. It's like the whole thing's got no topsy turvy now. Watch the birdie, a clip with a camera. This bit with the wits and the tricks of a gambler. Wear me down to the ground like a knife. Cause this girl's at the rule, then I'm gonna have to blank her. All producers and engineers, can you do me a favor and lend your ears? This amount of fun I ain't spent in years. Could you give me a call when the tents are cleared? What's your verdict? Tell me what you thought when you heard it. Beat got murder, street covered in sherbet. Teresa's pink, you're gonna need a permit. I'm always up to scrap that everything makes me allergic. The first bit was more than it took. To get me started, I need more than a hook. Already shook, I can tell by the look on your face that you move like a four-legged crook. But I got ammo, always around like a shadow. Wanna get deep, but you're way too shallow. Only keys I touch are the ones on the piano. The only way to hold you is ayo, ayo.
Ayo, ayo.
Ayo, ayo.
Mode till my head explodes. My first vow's a wedding poem. It's Dennis the Menace clothes. But heaven knows I won't stop till my debit grows. They want hate with no thanks. I IQ when I'm IT. They might Brexit your whole bank. And then Trump on your ID. Now it's firing rounds to my private house. Flame retarded in fireman trousers. The type of vibe the most highness vowed. I come to burn your fool's idols down. Look, truth or dare in the air. Send them where in the air. End up where in the air. Clare in the air. No, it's freestyle it. Because I messed up the verse, but it doesn't really matter, man. I keep whining. That's what I do, it keeps violent. But it's only violent in the lyrical sense, because I've got this for lyrical senses. Upon senses, consensus coming through with a sense, and that's why, and that's how I do. Freestyle this thing that you're dubbed beat. Man, I'm coming in through, and I'm coming in strong. I got mass to the side of me, it's going on now. Yeah, that's how we do it, and gotta big up all the signing crew, man. Yeah, that's it, that we do it, man. Gonna be getting tired, but we do it, man.
Yeah. Show them that my sticky, I need love from the area, it's popular. You see monopolizing everything. I told them all I'm on everything. I wanted to bring the pen and pad, but the freestyling, that's my thing. Now they see me cause I'm shining. It's diamonds up in the dirt, and you should know about the winning is worth. Everybody talking, I go right there. I'm Rihanna cause every day I work. Drinking cocktails blood. I'm feeling like a blood clot, yeah. You feel me? Got bankers beside me telling me I want 10 bloody gins and drums. And I don't know what to say, but I shake them cocktails and get it on. Cause hip hop ain't just paid me yet. Well, you know about me, I'm an architect. I'ma show you how the whole thing is set. They're gonna look like the tick complex, but it's not. It's easy. I'm man, I'm not greasy. And a brother that's coming around with something good on the beat, believe me. And they should know me for my intentions. Half of them is talking tension. That's not me, I fling some loving out of here, cause that's my intention.
Hey, 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 yo, Juggernaut, yo. Yo, Rayman, main four. Check the score on the game board. Wreck the course for the pain lord. Young narcissist, fame whore. Red carpet on the range floor. Dead artist that I pay for. Acrylic and oil, the paint raw. Idyllic and royal, I claim more. Kill it or miss if you aim poor. Spilling the crisp is my main floor. Missing a pot in the eight ball. Wishing I got in the great roll. Kissing on top of the great wall. Pictures I cop on the tape wall. Picture a beer in a late call. Picture me wearing a vape show. Yo, hit the beat. Flip the mattress, hit the street. Prick the cactus, wish defeat. Twist the actress, kiss my feet. Lift the Darwin flavor. Kicking a Kuma, close to Jamaica. Fishing for tuna. Cabana, chilling in Cuba. Hate a piranha, wishing in New York. Stay fresh, stay clean. RAF is the 18. Rich kids wanna dress poor. Poor kids wanna dress rich. On that sip, that best shit. On that better respect this. On back kicking that breathless. Two fried eggs for breakfast.
I ride these beats like they're bicycles. My life is hard, just like some nice nipples. You right, it's bad because you're quite fickle. All we need is a beat and then pee and then we off. You think it's super hard because you're rhyming in the chaos. Spinning like a B-loss. I'm far from your protege. Complacency, but oh no, that's what I might just say. Big up to my sneaky, can't forget Sarah Love. No need to shout out there, I can hear you, bruv. I do my finger, bust it up, yep, it's so EO dub. Consensus, I can't forget the one that shows it what? Yeah, picking it up. I grabbed the microphone, filling my gut. My man Cooks is a chef, what's what? Don't you know about that? What's up? You must be a donut with a little jam. I grabbed the microphone, you know my plan. Going up, yo, kick, kick, whoa. Piggy, piggy, whoa, whoa, piggy, piggy, whoa, whoa, whoa,
you were not on my wavelength. You were not on that page, yeah. You were not on my apex. Let's talk about weight bench. You're not even waiting to play. You're queuing outside on the pavement. Don't talk about playing when you ain't got the same sense of the fragrance. You were not on my wavelength. Amen. Lord of the flies, that's children's play. When the pen is mighty on the spear in hand, that's a William shake for the kingdom waiting. Superposition, I'm building waves. For Pilbury's sake, I've been hungry for years of blood, sweat, and tears. I'm Matilda's cake. You can feel the hate from Miss Trunchable. Success tastes so uncomfortable. To the passing the streets, it's the passing the reason the people made you untouchable. Untouchable. I'm 4EA, you are not on my wave. You should see when they go in a rave. You're the one to call Rodney Dave. I don't even call it a guest list. They're asking why, to be honest. I call it a full court press list. Cause I bought the starting five. Plus six, plus seven, plus eight, plus nine. We'll be picking up passers by. Resonate with my rebels, there are no levels, there are too high. You are not on my frequency. You are not on my wavelength. You are not on my wave. You are not on my wavelength. You are not on my frequency. You are not on my wavelength. You are not on my wave.
Clap, clap, who's that boy there? It's the system lord. He's talking about wavelengths. Man, the man's on my waveboard. That's right, you see me waving. I've been waving for days, I'm raving. But I'll show you my intention. EO dub, I'm flinging it up, right? Representing, this is in 15 countries. Showing you 15 countries are hungry. 15 countries are showing you unity. And that's about the blood clot scrutiny. Or the mutiny. But the gluttony makes me feed on beats. And these MCs wanna look at me. But they understand that the mentality for me to flip off the top is nuts. Nice. It's mad, need to calm it down. So let me show you what I'm going with the agenda now. Man and man will roll around and show you what to do. If you know about me, I'm impartial to the bits B. You wanna see EO dub in full love, then come to the Ritzy. And that's on Thursday, the 27th, if you can't understand dates. And if you can't see that, come to Park Jam on the 1st of bloody May. It's gonna be great, I swear down. That's where you can live it up. And it's a family event, so make sure you bring all of the little ones. Cause hip hop is for the children, and I hope that that's what they're feeling. Cause everything that I'm here doing is something they should be revealing. So louder gas, yeah, louder gas. Otherwise I will strike the match. Blow it up, blow it up. Man, the man's dangerous, call me rash. Nah, let me break it down. I'm gonna show you what I do with four. I'm gonna let the mic calm down and pass it on to man like Juggernaut.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, it's the right time and the place. Every day is a line on the face. Heavyweight with the mind of a great. Never take just to find me a stake. It's the right time and the place. Every day is a line on the face. Heavyweight with the mind of a great. Never take just to find me a stake. State the truth, state the truth. Live a lie, but we state the truth. State the truth, state the truth. Live a lie, but we state the truth. Dinosaur, saber tooth. Ate the booth, pray to Zeus. Break the fruit, take the loot. Spread the news, y'all save the youth. Yo, never hold any shame cause I came up. And I hold that flame to the day's dawn. Till the zombie I came with the ray gun. Till the Audi I aim for the A1. Inside he with a crown and an apron. White, black, mixed brown or an Asian. All black, low down with a raven. All facts for a pound's on the pavement. Pick a penny and save it. Make a wish. Sip Henny and taste it. Take the piss. Take a pick while you take a drink. Cause you're not real cool and you make some thing. Then blink, up, that's balling. Did you know your brain is a fortune? Did you know that fame turns to boredom? Did you know that lame's cut corners? Cut the umbilical cord in a morgue. Lay somebody to rest in a womb. Tell Luke to believe. Leaving a force, show suit with the best in the room. I did that strike, rapping and rapping a mic, rapping and packing a white, stacking a fly, laughing and macking your wife. Back to the life. Soul to soul, with the best, and you look worse. Hold my soul to the rest in a good earth. What's the worth? Travel since birth, marrying curves, javelin words. See the curse, the worst will emerge. See the birds, the first of the flirt. Fire stay blazing, give it that wood. Life stay patient, living that good. Good, good.
Living that good, good, good. Living that good, good, good. Living that good,
good, good.
Red, right. See, I'm back in effect like a slap in the net. My rapping is dead, and that's the way it has to be kept. See these youths out of road, they be lack of respect. I'ma take it to a level that they have to accept. And naturally set, with some of them attracted to the net. Hiding behind screens, making it out of this threat. Doing the birds and the gathering is met. This hell I can't got close on the mic like a Mac and Gillette. Master's jet, and being all that bachelor's get. I'ma take this away like a traveler's jet. Have you slept? It looks like you damaged your head. Woke up in the middle of the night and damaged your head. I wish your dreams was as bad as a step. Everybody wanna be a celeb, but they ain't actually wet. I need to start smashing out like gamblers do it. Just when you think I'm done, I make a miraculous step. Don't ask me about the last week. A tons of cars lead to many things to make a chart thing. And that's the reason why you have to keep your clock sweet. And I'm telling you, be dwelling on these dark streets could be nasty. With an attitude of a Nazi, only thing you have to do is let your ass beat. Meditate with God to get your ass beat. I guess the time is right, and I call it past three. I swear to myself, I'm from a safari. When I pull up my stars like I'm a kamikaze, I wanna be taken where the planets and stars be. I think about it again, then it's a Nazi. You're hardly the one to just go out and party. On Bacardi, getting in for such a large beat. I don't understand what's the malarkey. We both know the plan to vote with, aren't we? The plant sees once a month, the car breeze, and an arse to artery to grow like a palm tree. Watch out for snakes, your edge is like Versace. Cause competition is different, it comes to Nani. Yeah, yeah, you know that it's nearly live. You know that we're gonna go hear the vibe. On the microphone, when you're petrified. You know what we're doing, gonna make it slide, yo. You know I ain't a sellout. You like the black bread with the big eyes, just get out. I grab the microphone, bet out. I don't know about this, cause I'm about to get head out. Get the head out.
You didn't really want it with your knowledge, so the coffee's well covered in black, all black, all black. They didn't really want the logic with the knowledge, man, they got it, but they're not like that, and it's not like that. I'm like them in the end, not like them in the end. You're like them in the end, not like them in the end. Look, I said, you don't really want it, we got knowledge, so the coffee's well covered in black, all black, all black. They didn't really want the logic with the knowledge, man, they got it, but they're not like that, and it's not like that. I'm like them in the end, not like them in the end. You're like them in the end, not like them in the end. Look, it's feast of God, the features of. I've run tracks till my feet are gone. The preacher of peace.com to choose the red, white, and blues that Lisa dropped. I am neither lost nor the meaning of. They're just meaningless toppings of pizza on top of a pizza box. Two fingers up and piece them off. I need the guap, I need to walk. Gangnam style with a dance plan. RSI with a handstand. Trust me, I need to walk. Jeez, neither ASAP Rocky nor ASAP Rock, but the tower where they're preaching from. I'll be towering peas till I'm towering peas along, like I really soars. Like I'm realer than real, what's really good, what's really God. They don't feel what I feel. They don't feel what I feel when they're channeling roots that were clean in the field. I'll be channeling shit without TV and film, just kings and queens that were killed. I'm ill. I'm like, you don't really want it with your knowledge of the coffee, so we're coming in black, all black, all black. They didn't really want the logic with the knowledge, man, they got it, but they're not like that, and it's not like that. I'm like them in the end, not like them in the end. You're like them in the end, not like them in the end.
Predestined, like a prophecy, but the rest of them will speak to me. They never know I'm an odyssey, and honestly, no way will I be giving it up. They know about me when I'm picking it up. They saying, what's that right there, blood? That's a relic. Leave it alone, don't be digging it up. I'm on this moving forth for this here is improvement. Telling me about you and your regions, I'll show you about me and my legions. Yeah. Come through and we do the thing, you know. Better know the fire we bring them. Telling me if it calm down, you know. But man, a man's about this thing, I swear down, no actor, but they're gonna see the benefactor. Half of them like to talk bang bang, but half of them is just actors. Tell them leave it alone, stop talking the talk. Half of you just gas, I ain't trying to hear that talk. Cause half of the talk that you're talking to me is trash. I leave that there with the garbage, I mean that there is tarnish. If you're living with sinistry, then the sins you speak will make the man that you are. And that's not me, blah. You can see me here with the hard bars, cause the hard bars will make an impact, and the impact won't leave you intact. You can see what I'm doing, building monuments. That means I'm chipping at the rock. Half of them like to talk, but half of them rise up and then flop. Me, I'm trying to build it up from the foundation that's roots in her, and showing them that what we're doing is trying to speak out the truth in her. And if you're about that food for thought, then make sure you're eating right, cause half of them ain't eating right. They're disrespecting this thing called life, but isn't
it? Hey, you want to get on the open mic, you know what to do, my beloveds. MCs,
vibes.
Open mic in the subject to hiphop@foodbyradio.com and just attach a couple tunes, you know what I mean? Send us a link. If you're a beat maker, send us 4 1-minute snippets to hiphop@foodbyradio.com with the subject saying open mic. Beat bitches and bitches. You don't have to put the bitches and bitches in there. Yo,
thank you so much, Snuff, Consensus, Juggernaut, G-Bag, Maslow, all for joining us today on the show. That was absolutely
Remember, check these lot out at the Ritzy on the
27th. Yeah. Make sure you're there.
And also, if you can't make it there, then make it to Monday.
Breaking convention.
Also, Barfield's Four Park. Pillars as well. Gatecrashers going to be
you there?
Performing.
Yeah. I'm going to be hosting.
You're
going to
be all right.
My shiny forehead is back out in the big
box park. Be there.
And also, thank you to DJ Is God, who was on the beat right there. Yes. Listen back to any of that that you missed. foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. We're going to be sharing all the information for the links with everybody and all the info for the ill parties that are coming up. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming through. Next week is a bank holiday again. Up next on Food Bar Radio, we got Payne and Sylvester taking care of you. But until we see you out at end of the week or at the breaking convention, it's a big
hands
peace.
In the air, everybody. Hands in the air.
Oh, there's no time for hands in the air. Yeah, because it's too short. I know. I wanted to play Unity, but now because we got to run out the studio. radio in time for the next people. There's no time for that. Ain't no time for that.
For the look of you.
It's too short.
We've been taught who we really are. Peace.
You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay popping for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay popping for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay popping for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay popping for change. Stay close to the topic of race. Make a toast between a rock and the popular face. I'm amazed 24 little hours a day. Don't let the cowards with a say take your powers away. Keep your strength up, fam. Keep your guard up, fam. Even when times are hard up, fam. Keep a couple fresh eggs, eat the lard up, fam. Every court is a story when you scarred up, fam. Know you're worth, my sis. They ain't hurt, my sis. They ain't never given birth, my sis. They ain't rise to the challenge, put in work, my sis. They ain't tried to get equality at work, my sis. They ain't cried, then grew from the dirt, my sis. They ain't survived the worst thing you can do, my sis. All I say is stay true and be you, beloved. Cause the truth, that's all you can do, beloved. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay popping for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay popping for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay popping for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay popping for change. Switch flows, keep my ear to the street. Keep clear of the beast. Keep my fears on a leash. I keep a real hard stare for the week. Eat venison meat. Fried bears on the peak. It ain't fair that I'm me. I ain't scared, I'm rare, I'm prepared to be G. You unaware and I'm fully awake. Study the breaks, the work rate, stubborn the greats. The pen is a sword and I sever the cowards. Sending the flowers, a rebel with incredible powers. Take a stance in a second. We all go back to the essence with unanswered questions. I'm unraveling a sentence. My ancestors, I'm time traveling with the restless. I keep it simple and precious. My nexus is connect words till I'm breathless. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stop.